Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, ain't nobody fucking with them, dog.
Masturbators is the best talk radio show.
I know. Listen,
what you mean?
I call every Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 12, man. I tune in. I call that number every week.
323-693-3043.
And I tune in to Masturbators, man. I ain't think you knew, my nigga.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
Listen, this Young Nah telling everybody to tune in every Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 12 to the Masturbators, brought to you by Grind Hard Radio. Grind or die, baby.
Sit down. Sit down.
Yeah. Shout out Junie for the beat. Y'all just tuned in to the Masturbators, by the way. This your boy, Sunny E. I want y'all to take the time out before the show even start, you know what I'm saying? Y'all listen to the intro. Y'all need to go ahead and start following your boy real quick. You did that? You clicked that shit? Alright. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Masturbator. Hashtag that shit real quick. Hurry up.
Masturbators tune in now. Time to turn all poles. They like, what the hell is Masturbators? What you call it? Fucking figure it out, ho. Fuck with the campaign. Conversate on any damn thing. I pull your bitch like a hamstring. Smoking Mary Jane, bumping 2 chains. Hashtag Masturbators, bitch. Whole team is real as hell. Don't call us all that. It's a classic now, like Kenny Care. She can turn up, don't give a fuck. About to make these how you think. First nigga knows to have it, so ask me, bitch. Who got the biggest hit? Real talk, take his place, laughing all goddamn day. I'm about to go throw back, put on that die-die little man Drake. We so official in here, like we know the rules. Only thing popping on Mondays and Wednesdays, we ain't shit to do. Know you gon' love me, girl, gon' follow that nigga E. Go, Thunder, go, Thunder E.
Nigga, I turned up in this bitch, so that's what's good. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the team. Shout out Walt for hitting me up. My nigga hit me up and asked me to do this shit for y'all. Think it's real quick. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Trizzy all day. Cuz, you know what I'm saying? Doing big things. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga JR, man. He overseas doing his thing right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all keep me in y'all prayers, you know? I ain't forgot about you, man. Shout out Paris, Dia, 90, you know, the team, Rhonda Dunn. I got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout out everybody real quick. If I forgot you, my bad. They ain't tell me shit. All right? Enjoy the show, though. Cheer.
Oh shit. Alright. You already know what it is, man. You're now rocking with the Masturbators, man. The best show on the internet, best show online. You already know how we do, man. Best topics, best debates. We on every Monday and Wednesday. We about to start your week off right. And you already know, man. Make sure you follow the page. Follow the page at Mas_Debaters. And hit up the Masturbators hashtag, man. And we'll get what you want there. But now for introductions, man. I'll be your boy, Walt Frazier. You can hit me up on Twitter at Will Lick for Cable. I will follow you back. Need promotion, hit me up and pay me. But anyway, let me get to the other people, man. You already know what it is, man. First, we got my boy, my 229 brethren. We got my boy from the Benny. My boy, Tracy, what's good? Well, actually, not the Benny, Lumpkin. Well, let's go.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy Trizzy, man, a.k.a. Brick Cannon. Turn up with the boy tonight, man. Follow me on Twitter at AntiChill. I want you all to make sure you hit the hashtag tonight, #Masturbators. Tweet us your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, what have you. Turn up with the team tonight, man. We got some real good topics. Make sure y'all hitting y'all phones, telling your friends to call the Masturbators. Tell your fuck buddies, your associates, your colleagues, whatever the fuck. The role they play in your life, definitely hit up the Masturbators, man. We turning up tonight, real talk. Back to you, Walter.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Yeah, man. Next host, man. Yeah. Next host stepping up to the mic, man. We got your girl, man, from Missouri. We got your girl, Stace, in the building. What's hood?
What's going on, y'all? This your girl, Stace. Follow me on Twitter at Syd the Sav, SYDTHESAV. That would be me. And hashtag Masturbators, y'all.
right, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Midwest in the building. Next host, man, stepping up, man. We got your boy all the way from the book, man. The goddamn Louis Vuitton sandals and shit. Anyway, what's good, homie, man? We got the Green Eye Demon in the building, man. What's good, homie?
Whoa, what's your name, people? This is Eric. I am the Vagina Marauder on Instagram. Hear me? Got a nice little show lined up, man. Fuck with us, we fuck with you. Hear me? We in it.
Easy. All right, that's what's up, man. Next host stepping up to the mic, man. We got your girl from the Bama, man. Your girl Carmen, man. Thirst Trap.
What it does, what it do with the business is, people, yes, this is your girl Carmen, a.k.a. the Heathen Mistress. I ain't going to tell y'all why, though. But follow me on Twitter and Instagram at yeah_bit_ I said it. Hit us up on the hashtag masturbators. Follow the page. We live, y'all. Like, this is serious.
All right.
And I'm done.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And this next host, man, this guy right here is a reverend. He's a he's a patriotic hero, man. He has so many names, you know what I'm saying? One of them I gave him is Captain America, man. We got your boy JR in the building, man. What's good?
Yo, you already know what it is. It's the chosen one, your boy JR the Ruler. I'm definitely back in effect, man. Masturbators is back. We about to turn up for y'all tonight. Follow me on Twitter, JR_Jess_Wright. Instagram, the same name. Hey, listen, let's get it. No hesitation.
All right, that's what's up, homie. And last but not least, man, we got your girl from that Raleigh, North Carolina, Miss Black and Chocolate Darkness. We got your girl D in the building. What's good?
It's definitely dark and lovely.
Oh,
anyway,
oh.
Hey, everybody. Right, well, hey, everybody. It's Chocolate Dog here in the building, and I am representing Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm also Team Slim Thick now, so y'all check me out on Instagram because I got a booty now.
She's lying.
I'm not lying.
Wait, hold on.
I'm Miss New Booty.
Yeah.
Miss Dark Booty.
Yeah, right.
Haters.
Anyway, like Poppy I said, man. Yeah, hit the hashtag up, man. Get the hashtag popping. Follow the page. And I'm Tony Kukoc tonight. All right. Let's get the show started, man.
Bill
let's go.
Cartwright.
Treasy.
Hey, yo, my man, real quick, man. I can't leave Nani out, man. Cause I told him to come through, man. So,
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay, most definitely, man. You already know who this be, man. Your chick from the other half of the boot team, man. It's the boot team in the building, man. Nani, what's good?
No, don't Nani, what's good, me, no.
Oh, but you came in like a ghost, huh? You came in like a wrecking
ball. I don't
care, though.
But I don't care though. But hold up. Before I get mad, oh my gosh, hey JR. First, let me say I apologize for the antics that I've been having with Trizzy. But now that you're back, that's no more. So,
Nani, you about to get cut.
So Trizzy, did you just get broke up with and replaced in your next breath?
I broke up with Trizzy like three months ago.
But you just did it again. I'm saying that
won't happen. I had to because
yet.
They are back. I had to. But anyway. Oh, it's really good. It's your girl, Nani. You hear me? Hit me up on Twitter @YUNGGAWD and Instagram and all that other good stuff. I'll probably follow you back on Instagram, but not on Twitter. And you know I got to do it one time for everybody, aka Miss Bust That Open for a Young Gold. Rock with us all night tonight. Don't be judging me though, because I probably just gonna sit back and thirst after JR the whole show. But then after the show, I'm gonna call Trizzy and make up with him. And
no,
y'all know y'all, you know you gonna let me back in, like duh.
That's what it is.
Hey, look, Trish,
this is what we do. This is what we do. But look how G I am, though, because I'm telling y'all I'm going to do it. I'm real.
Wow.
Hey, I like how Trish ain't saying nothing.
I don't even want to hear it.
I'm just saying.
You ain't going to fight it, Trizzy. You already know it's good.
They know what's up, Jeremy.
I got a surprise for that ass tonight. Call me with that bullshit tonight.
He doing this for us, honey, though. He doing this for us, honey. Like he's talking all this big shit.
He has to be. It has to be, because look, this is how the conversation going to go. I'm going to call him, right, and he's going to be like, Nani, why you do me like that? For real, Nani? And I'm going to be like, but Trizzy, you know it was just for the show. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep him up a little bit, Jeremy.
So basically, Nani, like, from what I'm understanding, like, everything you just told me was pretty much a front, right?
No, not at all, JR, because, baby, you come
first. He just told you the truth. He just told us the lies you going to tell Trizzy.
He's game, though. Y'all
want to
know the truth for real, though? Y'all want to know, like, the for real truth? Back in the day, I can't say now, back in the day, he could have put on that Army uniform, girl, and flew back home. And
wow.
Scoop me,
and
I'd have been at
the
airport heard
with
from
the
me
sign with his last name on it.
Wow.
And a trench coat.
But you
and
know
no
I gotta behave.
I'm just saying. Partition.
But wait,
I'm
y'all know
saying.
I gotta behave because my old lady in the Navy. So
mm-hmm.
y'all
wow.
don't get me busted
mm-hmm.
up though.
Wow. All right. Well, Trizzy, in other news.
Right.
Yeah.
So you feel
wow.
some type of way?
Moving
y'all miss
forward.
Me. I did.
And more. We got some good topics tonight, and
Trizzy, where you swimming at?
Trizzy, come from up under your pillow.
Come out from under the bed, baby. Ain't nobody gonna whip you. It's all right.
Real quick.
No, I had my finger over the microphone button. My bad.
You nasty.
Figure it, any little hole you get, you just a little nasty.
Oh, so childish. Yo, so childish. Yeah. But nah, man, the first question of the night, man, now that I think about it, I don't even know who sent me the simple-ass question. But, you know, maybe, you know, with our complex minds, we can expand it a little bit. It says, the first question of the night, are relationships more stressful than they have to be?
What?
Are relationships more stressful than they have to be? And I guess, you know, we start that one off with Stacey.
I'm going to say yes.
Tell them why.
I'm going to go with yes because just for the simple fact that right now, my relationship right now is way more stressful than it has to be and than it should be. I'm just saying just petty arguments. It could be anything from money well spent to money not well spent. I mean, it could be from, I don't want to have sex tonight to, you wanted to last night, what happened in between last night and tonight? What did you do? You know,
yeah.
And it's just, you know, the selfies, the pictures in the phone, the checking the phone. I don't personally do that, but some people do just because I don't like to find shit that I don't want to find, basically. You find what you're looking for. So I'm just going with yes.
Okay. All right, how about it, Eric?
I'm gonna say yeah too, because comes a time people get inconsiderate about stuff, which causes strenuous situations. You know, lying, cheating, pitches, like they said, and just complete inconsideration for what the other person how the other person may feel about a certain situation. So, yeah, it causes a lot of unnecessary tension, stress than there should be. I suppose some of it needs to be healthy though. Like, you know, you need to argue with somebody every once in a while, but sometimes I go a little overboard. Yeah.
Okay.
Can
I go next?
Yeah, go ahead, dear.
Okay. So, I agree. And it's funny that Eric said that though, because he is the king of nonchalant. Okay. So of course he would know. Like, Eric really don't care. Like, for real, I've talked to him outside of the show. He really don't care. Like, anything come out of his mouth, but he would definitely know that. I thought that was funny that he said that. Anyway, I also agree. I believe that every relationship is a struggle. It's going to be a struggle. If y'all can get through it together, that is the beauty of it. I don't think I don't want a relationship where we don't have any problems. I don't think I want that. I want to know that my partner is my teammate, and when something happens, we have each other's back. But yeah, it's always going to be a struggle. You just have to find that perfect person to struggle with. You know what I'm saying? But every relationship is going to be, it's going to be issues. But you know, got to have your team player.
Okay,
it's not
that's
Eric,
real.
By the way, ladies.
Damn. God.
Oh, All right, let's hear it, JL.
All right, just can you repeat the question one more time? Because I was listening to the answers.
Oh, he's so damn fine.
Are relationships more stressful than they need to be?
No, I wouldn't say than they need to be, but I do think that, you know, one of the things that we got to stop doing when we start comparing, like, relationships and love, we have to look at the examples that we had set before us. We look at our parents and i.e. or our grandparents, and we have to understand is that, you know, just like people evolve, like love and relationship have to evolve as well. You can't try to pattern your relationship off of what they did back then because they didn't have the same amount of distractions that we had. They're not dealing with the economical times that we're dealing with. A lot of stuff has changed. So it's going to be some struggle in your relationship, and any relationship that's successful is defined by the times that it's bad, not by the times that it's good. We all know it's easy to love somebody when everything is going right. Like, exactly. Tell somebody the story of how hard it was to love somebody when nothing was going right, and I think that's what determines whether you have longevity or demise in a relationship. So, yeah, I think it's a certain amount of tension and the struggle that are going to be a part of relationships. But overall, I wouldn't say they're more complicated than what they need to be, but I think that people have to understand is that times have changed, and so you have to change when it comes to loving other people.
I agree wholeheartedly.
That's true.
All right, who we got?
Did he really just call you who we got me?
Yeah, I was about to say who we got next, but you know, I forgot we got more women than guys tonight. So let's hear it, Nani.
Well, I do agree with JR has to say, but I feel like at the same time, our generation, we have more, let me not even say we, insecurities and trust play a real big part. So I'm going to go ahead and say yes, that we make our relationships more stressful than what they have to be. For the simple fact that, okay, example, if Trizzy posts something, he just posts something on his timeline, and his old lady says she disagree with it. Why is that? She's either, one, insecure, or two, don't trust him. And I guess it kind of played back into what JR said as well, because our generation has more distractions than the previous generations did, but at the same time, they were able to trust each other more than what we are nowadays. I'm going to leave it at that because I know I can be long-winded, but...
Let me just respond to Nani real quick. Like, I think trust issues have always been an issue when it comes to relationships, because what happens is when you're with somebody and you're not around them 24/7, you know, the human mind is going to cause you to wonder about, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in your absence. The thing that's changed now between then and now is that because of social media and everything else, that you get a chance to really, you know, kind of like, what's the word I'm trying to say? Like, you get more of a chance to investigate. You know what I'm saying, what a person is doing when they're not around you. I think trust issues was really a prevalent back then, but what happened was that if this guy said he was leaving and he was going over his homeboy's house, you didn't have no cell phone or you didn't have no Twitter or no Instagram to really have track his decision. You just really had to trust his word because it was really nothing else you could do. Now if I tell you I'm going to my homeboy's crib, it's like, you know what I'm saying, you could check the location on my phone if you want to. If I post an Instagram picture and I'm not where I say I'm at, you know what I'm saying, you could do that. It's a whole bunch of other things,
with
and
the
that's why I think distractions come.
That's real, but I still disagree with that because I feel like that still plays back into insecurity. For the simple fact that if I trust my girl to the point to where she tells me that she going over to her homeboy house or she even going to her homegirl house, and I'm not insecure in that and I do trust her to that point, I don't have to go to her Twitter to check anything. And then I'm not with my girl 24/7. She overseas. You know what I'm saying? I'll jokingly say shit to her about, you know, the other bitches that's on base with her and all this other good stuff. But at the end of the day, I trust her. And I've come out of, like, I used to be insecure as shit. I mean, very insecure. But she's provided me with so much security, and she showed me that I can trust her, that I'm not concerned. So I still feel like, regardless of the social media, because she can still access Twitter, she can still access Facebook, but I'm not going to go hop on there. She tell me she's going to go out and she's hanging with X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to go check her stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe her, because I trust her, and I have that security in our relationship. So in my mind, it still goes back to insecurities, that security and trust.
But see, Nani, you said the example that you gave with Trizzy, like him posting something. I could trust my boyfriend, but that don't mean I want him posting just anything, because to a certain extent, you can embarrass your relationship. And you know what I'm saying? Like, It's a line you don't cross when it comes to that. Yeah, I still trust you.
True.
At the same time, don't have people questioning what we got going on because of a post that you put up. You need to respect your relationship as well, respect your woman. But if she's cool with it, it's whatever. But I always say,
true,
you know, just don't make me look stupid. Do what you do, don't make me look stupid. So, you know.
That's real.
What you about to say, Trizzy?
No, I was just about to say, you know, I was going to speak from a personal note, and before Dia called it out, that's what I was going to say when, because I remember Nani saying that, she only gave two options. Whereas just to take her, just to take my significant other side, is the third option could be I said something that was inappropriate. I probably did step outside of my boundaries and really say something that shouldn't have been said. But I think the key is to have that understanding, because if any of you are my Facebook friends, you know, the things I post on my status are very diverse, but the whole message I try to say to people is that everything I post on my status doesn't define me, and everything that I talk about or every situation that I bring up is not necessarily something that I go through, or it's not necessarily, you know, it's just something that I know my friends or my peers can relate to. So I mean, it always comes with an understanding too. You have to have that understanding with your significant other, whereas you say, look, you know what I do. Like, I always tell any girl I deal with, man, the first thing that's going to come with dealing with a person that has a lot of that's intact with social media like myself, the first thing that's going to come with, you got a lot of hoes. A lot of women jumping for you, things like that. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, I make it my business to make it our business. Meaning, I say things like, understand, yo,
I bet that's Eric.
Somebody washing their ass in the background.
I bet it's Eric.
Somebody's peeing in the background.
They go bumping pots and pans and shit.
God damn. You know what?
All right. Yeah,
go ahead.
Somebody always waits for the show come on and start doing their chores and shit. Like, I don't understand.
that's crazy, man. But, I mean, it kind of threw me off my train of thought. But, like I said,
you said
it's all about
making it your business.
Oh, yeah. You got to make it your business to, I mean, really have that understanding. Because I said, what did I say about, I'm trying to recap on what I said on my status one day. Oh, you know what?
Well,
I feel like
you're boiling your dreads right now. You're planning your hair.
Yeah. He was. Yo, he definitely was. That dread was wrapped around his finger as you said that, JR. I promise you was.
Oh, my God.
But
Trizzy, let me say this, though. Like, I think in retrospect to what you're saying, I think it goes both ways. For some reason, like, we're in a generation now where everything is, like, show and tell. So, like, even when people in a relationship and they happy, like, you know, they post pictures of them and their significant other on Instagram or whatever social media to show that they're happy. And it's nothing wrong with that if that's what you choose to do. But we got to get back to the point where the privacy in a relationship is important. You know what I'm saying? Like, people can't really destroy what they don't know about. Like, so when you're posting that you happy,
exactly,
you know what I'm saying, and when you're posting the issues that you're going through, like, you're giving a person that's sitting on the sideline a chance to dissect your situation. I always tell people, like, private relationships have to be dealt with in private.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to show stuff off to the public, it should be to a minimum, because at the end of the day, the only two people that can fix your problems is the two people that's in that relationship. And the only people that are going to celebrate it when it's going right are the two people in that relationship. But Instagram, whether people want to admit it or not, it's really just an opportunity for you to show yourself to somebody else. Like, people can say it all day, like, yo, I do Instagram for myself. It's more about me. But if that was the case, you would take pictures and just leave them in your phone. Like, I got off Instagram for 4 months, and I realized that while I was off Instagram, I wasn't taking pictures like that at all. So I knew that the things that I was doing, like the pictures I was taking, was absolutely for Instagram. You're doing it because you know you're going to get a certain amount of likes. People going to sit up here in front and be like, I don't do Instagram for that, blah, blah, blah. But if that was the case, you
Instagram
would just take pictures and just leave them in your phone. You know what I mean? But
they don't call
like,
me out like that.
We have a bad a tendency of doing that in this generation where we want to show off everything that we feel is important to us. You know what I'm saying? Or we want to fabricate stuff. Like, so are you really posting that shit about you and your nigga or you and your girl because you happy or you want somebody else to think that you're doing better than what you're really doing?
Exactly. And,
I'm sorry.
No, I just want to say that, you know, that's one of the biggest issues I face when it comes out of women. For some reason, women love to, they want to broadcast what we have going on. Like, look, man, I know they feel played when I say things like, man, we ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, we ain't got to take a picture every time we go out and got to post this shit on the internet every time we go out. And, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, it all comes with the times. We've reached a time, like you said, where women, I want to say women for the majority, because I don't see a lot of niggas on it like that. It's always the women want to post pictures about how happy.
It's a few, but it's more women, you're right.
Yeah, they want to broadcast how happy they is, and like you know, like the post said, these people don't really want your significant other, man. They want your happiness. So y'all on these social media sites bragging about how happy you are in your relationships and all this, and honestly, I don't think you're that happy, because like I said, in my best situations, in my most happiest situations, I didn't even think to post pictures about it. I was so caught up in it's an individual thing. It's an individual thing, but at the end of the day...
A lot of people want to be public successes and private failures. A lot of people want to be public successes and private failures. You know what I'm saying? Like, your relationship is really tore up at home.
public successes and private failures.
And for the people...
I just want him to say it again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean... And for the people that
I
do that a lot.
I agree with what y'all saying, but I feel like men can't fail to also speak up and let people know when they're in a relationship. When it comes time for it, you still need to be able to speak up and say, hey, no, listen, I got a woman.
Yeah, that's what I was
right.
In a situation where
somebody's disrespecting or somebody's coming at me, yeah, but I'm talking about, like, and I understand what you're saying too, dear, but I'm talking about just, and I think I just seen Eric tweet that women need that acknowledgement. But whose approval are you seeking? You seeking somebody's approval?
They're seeking it for themselves and, you know what I'm saying, for you. Because, like, a lot of times when you see all the females, they posting all these pictures of them and they do, or they demanding that the dude, you know what I'm saying, always represent them in some way, shape, or comment about them in some way, shape, form, or fashion, that's their own insecurities. Like what Trizzy said about him and females being like, you know what I'm saying, you got all these hoes or whatever, you got this, you got that. You know what I'm saying? That's your own insecurities regardless of what I might have right now. As of right now, you have to understand that you have my attention.
Exactly.
And a lot of females fail to realize that, like, oh, hey, he might have these girls at his bumper or knocking at his door or whatever, but at the end of the day, you inside the door. Like, you in there. And you going to ruin it by being insecure about being outside.
Exactly.
I wish all my significant others was listening.
Yeah, I always tell people, especially when
all
you,
of your significant others sitting.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding to all my friends to listen. I'm just kidding.
But nah, sure, they always tell people this, like, especially like women, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not my job as a man to try to substitute for your lack of confidence. That's something that I can't give you confidence in our situation. I could do things and I could be, you know what I'm saying, a good boyfriend to you or whatever the situation may be. But if you got confidence issues, confidence is half the battle at anything in life. And if people negate that in relationships, it's like that in relationships too. Like, you should be confident enough in yourself to know that, like, I feel like this. If a bitch cheat on me, that bitch stupid because I'm that nigga.
Agreed. That bitch dumb as fuck. Oh, my God.
Like, so, you know what I mean? That's just how I feel. You have to have that confidence in yourself as an individual because nobody else can give that to you. Nobody else can make you feel good about yourself besides yourself. So if you got confidence issues and insecurity issues,
how am I supposed to substitute that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, and that was a big thing. Like, I always wanted to know for the people. You know, you got people out here, you know, I see the shade coming to my mentions, y'all. You got people out here that really like to broadcast, you know what I'm saying, their happiness and their relationships and things like that. But, you know what I'm saying, like you said, J.R., like, that's my biggest question, too. Whose approval are you trying to seek? Like, who are you trying to press? What's the message you're trying to get across? Like, what's your whole reasoning behind it? Like,
It's the approval. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, because like I said, like, you know, you have to be couples, man. I follow a famous couple. Like, they didn't make joint Instagrams. Like, they didn't join their shit together. And, like, they post every fucking thing. Like, every time they go somewhere, they post it. And, like, honestly, I don't believe that shit. I don't believe they all that happy. Like, I just think it's a front. And I really believe it's, you know, you're trying to seek approval from an audience. You know what I'm saying? So, I never really approved of it, but, you know, different strokes with different folks. But I mean,
yeah, and people always say that, like, you know, we got token black couples when it comes to that. Like, you got B&J, and then, you know what I'm saying, people always be like, man, like, you know, I see memes and stuff like this on Instagram. Like, you know, I want to love. Like, this is a strong black love like that. But what if we allow Jay-Z to have side chicks just whenever he wants? Like, you can't really carbon copy somebody else's relationship if you don't know the blueprint. You don't know what's going on in their home. So you want a relationship like what they have in public, not knowing that they may have some stuff that's acceptable in their relationship that you're not going to accept. And that's not the stuff you're going to be able to deal with. So yeah, I don't want no relationship like B and J, because, first of all, I don't got the finances.
And
like
Will
that.
And Jada.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I want a relationship like
well,
the one that's going to work for
me. Well, I mean, Will and Jada had an open relationship. They was doing each other. They did whatever the other one wanted.
Well,
in any relationship,
you seek validation from somebody. You seek validation from your peers, from people watching on the social networks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have confidence and you can be, like, in an insecure place, but you still can have insecurities. I don't give a fuck how secure somebody make you feel. You can still have insecurities. I mean, it's still seeking validation. I take selfies and I might erase 30 of them 30 selfies and then take one 5 hours later, like, oh, this is cute, and don't get no like or retweet and tweet that shit.
Is that nobody likes this.
But then I'm like, fuck it, I'm taking these for myself because they call it selfies,
right.
But yet I'm deleting all these ones. So I'm like, oh, nobody like this. It's not about what they like. And I keep telling myself that, but at the same time, we do want people to like it.
Well, I mean,
I want a relationship
your own. That's your esteem. That is the theme of your motherfucking self. You know what
I
mean?
And I tell myself that all the time, but if your esteem is fucked up on that day, then your self-esteem and your motherfucking self is going to be real low.
Who is that?
You can't control your shit
all the
time. If you're having a fucked up day, it's fucked up. I'm sorry. I tell myself when niggas try to, if somebody try to stunt on you, you're going to be like, nigga, fuck you. And they'll say that don't affect you. They're like, oh, her esteem is. But, you know, you go behind closed doors like, this nigga said this and this and that. But it's esteem on my motherfucking self. It's not really letting you see that you getting me down. You don't know that behind closed doors pretty hurt. You know, I'm just like, nigga, self-esteem on my motherfucking and stuff. It's like, oh, she don't care about what nobody thinks, but behind closed doors, I'm like, oh, he think he think I'm good.
A lot of relationships that we have, like social media relationships, are strictly for show. Like, these people are getting together because of how one can make the other popular or the other way around. Like, a lot of females get with popular guys on Instagram or Twitter just to be seen in those pictures or seen in those tweets.
Yeah. Right, but my question is,
listen, Linda. when you meet a guy and he's popular and you date him just because he's popular and say you somewhat popular or whatever to a certain extent, and this just happened in my city. If you fuck up, mind you, this guy is popular. If you fuck up, everybody's going to know. This chick in
my
room, I promise
y'all, that you got with this person because they were popular. Like, you got with this person because they were popular. Did you think that when you got with them, they was going to fall off? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is, when you walk into a situation like that, you got to expect that.
You also have to be strong-willed and have, you know what I'm saying, you have to be very strong-willed and very confident in yourself when you come into these popular situations.
But this chick was, though, she was bad as hell, but she ended up cheating on him and not thinking he was going to tell people. So now this popular dude
done told everybody, so she's completely wrong. But it's like you got to be careful when you shooting for these guys that's popular, because I'm going to just be honest. Nobody perfect, you know what I'm saying? People going to cheat in a relationship, but it takes it to a different level when people judge you more for some reason when you're more popular when it happens. So now basically her reputation is ruined.
You had me at somebody's not perfect or nobody's perfect.
Y'all lost me at this.
Me when you said everybody's
gonna
cheat.
People cheat every day. That's what I'm saying. People cheat every day. But when somebody, like, okay, if an actor or actress, whatever, somebody that was famous cheated, people blow it up. But niggas cheat every day. It's no difference if, you know what I'm saying, doggone Rick Ross cheated, then Keisha Baby Daddy cheated. They two niggas and they both cheated. Like, it just gets blown up more when one person is famous. That's what I was saying.
My thing is this, when you was flirting, like, not you, and I'm just speaking hypothetically, but, like, when you flirting with that nigga on Instagram and those social medias and you sending them kissy faces and stuff like that, and then y'all get together, like, do you think because y'all got together, the other bitches is not going to do the same thing that you was doing? Like, my thing is, don't condemn me for the same thing. That's how you got here. You got here like that. So don't get mad at me when you see another chick. As long as I'm not reciprocating that, as long as I'm not responding, don't get mad at me because I'm still getting a certain amount of attention on social networks because you met me like this. I picked your ass. Did you forget how you got here? You know what I mean? Like,
That's what I'm finna say, cause Steve game, cause yeah, that's the same way I got here. So of course I'm gonna feel some type of way when I see another bitch and your man just talking about some hey boo. Nah, bitch, cause that's how I got my role back. The fuck up, ain't no hey boo over here. So okay. I need you to not entertain that, or at least check some rules so they don't have to compare with you like that. Period. Point blank, because that ain't how I got my position.
Because it happened. He didn't say he entertained it. He said don't get mad when it happened.
Right. Yeah. Of course, I ain't going to be no idiot.
Nah,
I ain't going to respond.
I ain't no idiot,
but I'm just saying, don't come at me with, why this bitch leaving kissy faces under your picture?
Right.
I was like, nigga, the same reason you was leaving kissy faces under my fucking
exactly.
picture.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it all comes down to what you acknowledge. Like, you know, and that's another crazy thing I deal with. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I think I can't keep no girlfriend. Because she, I mean, it all boils down to insecurity.
Oh, for real. That's
because
why.
It's not.
Why.
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought it was.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to do it. Nope.
Do it.
Nah, keep it.
That was the reason why you couldn't keep one. I'm just saying. Wow.
I can think of three off the top of my head.
Oh, number one, that pussy picture that you had is your avid. Number one.
Wow.
But, yo,
let me say this, though.
My number one was
the
pussy
picture. The pussy picture I had as my avid was my girlfriend at the time. So, I mean, that wasn't no big deal.
What? But that is a big deal because she was supposed to be your lady. And you got her unattractive vagina tested for your 30,000 followers to see.
That was your girl.
Ugly. No, that was for real. His old lady. Like, I had to have a side conversation with him about that shit.
Yeah.
No, that was for real. His old lady.
Yeah. The thing is,
a real nigga would have been in her PMs, like, in her DMs, like, hey, real quick, that's you. What is hitting like?
Wow.
And he got his face in it, but what is hitting like? I already seen it, you might as well let me feel it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a realist, Trizzy.
A nigga like me would have slid them DMs like, is that your box on Trizzy's page looking like beat up meatloaf?
Oh.
Wow.
Come on now.
Wow. I'm not entertaining.
Hey, did Rob put a title on the cool?
You did.
Mara said it best when she told her she needed to leave the shaving alone and go ahead and get it waxed a couple times. Because,
Let me tell you what you niggas not gonna do. She had an allergic reaction, y'all.
That's all that was.
So what, Trizzy Dredd? She allergic to the dread? Trizzy, that's terrible.
Wow.
She allergic to synthetic cow vagina. Oh, poor Trizzy.
Right.
That's because Trizzy was eating a box and not cleaning his grill before he went down
there. Hey, Trizzy, you can't be licking twat with them fake goals, bro. Your teeth, your gums will be green,
so
straight like a vagina. That's terrible. You got gangrene in her twat because you wouldn't take out your fake
that's
ass grill.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
Anyway, I got one question.
Let's go.
Next topic. Oh, hell no. You niggas are not finna run over me. I got one question for all of you niggas. Just got one question.
Wait a minute.
Do you niggas want to turn the slander switch on? I just want to know.
Peep game though. You could come for everybody on this show, but what you're not going to do is try to come for me like you actually regulate some, because guess what? A dead ass shut that shit down. And a motherfucking me heartbeat. Try it.
Hey, real quick. You did say all of that, but at the end of the day, you just called this nigga daddy. Everything else you said was irrelevant. You called this man daddy.
Y'all gonna have a Kilo over here blowing shit up.
You said little daddy. You said it. I can't get the accent straight right now, but you definitely said little daddy.
Hold up, that's a whole phrase out here. Y'all playing. That's a technicality.
She called a nigga daddy.
Yeah,
it is,
because
it's not the same thing.
All I'm going to tell Trizzy is that you could turn that slander switch on, but, you know, like before on previous seasons, we hadn't met, but we done met in person now, so we could really go for whatever it is you want to do.
You are so damn sexy. Y'all realize how everybody get quiet when they start talking? Like,
say it, bro.
Let's be real and act like JR don't know that oil spill is spread too wide. Like, that oil spill spread way too wide for JR.
Oh, my God.
Let's not do it.
Wait, hold up, deer. That's deer, ain't it?
I got myself a drip pan, so let's get it. Okay? I'm finna settle this.
Deer, how tall are you?
I am 5'3 on a good day.
You 5 what?
Fuck you. 5'3 on a good day.
Okay, JR, how tall are you?
I'm 6'2.
Sweet jigsaw.
Oh, shit. We gotta stop this. What was my point? We can't keep doing this.
Exactly.
I forgot my point.
Oh, that nigga's pathetic. I got it again.
My nigga. He almost a whole foot taller than you. You heard me? He can't even go out in public looking like fucking Shaq and Hoops. Looking like he old pedophile out here. I'm 5'5". You heard me?
I mean, dear, real quick, let's be clear. You five two, maybe five three. Real quick, the only reason a nigga really keeping you around is because you dick height, baby. Calm down.
Wow.
Send that dick to mouth ratio. Perfection.
Niggas only keeping you around because you dick high.
Neither one of y'all tall either, so it's called fun size. Hold up.
I'm 5'5". I can put some heels and you pretend 5'7".
You got three inches on me. I can put some heels on and beat you, boo. What's good?
You put on heels and you actually my height.
You can put on heels, but at the end of the day, we still lose you in the dark. It's okay.
Listen, hold on. Let me say this. All I'm going to say is that, like, I think I might be one of the only niggas that's met, like, the majority of the hosts. I met my nigga Eric in New Orleans. When I walked up to Eric, I reached my hand, I gave this nigga a pound. You know how you pull a nigga a pound and then you pull him in for, like, the homeboy hug? Like, this nigga hugged both of my kneecaps at the same time.
Wow.
The homeboy hug. Wait. Eric, he wasn't there when I went to meet you, bro? Where he was at when I was up?
He came before you.
Speaking of me and JR, they only came for the fourth.
Yeah, he came to New Orleans before you did.
Hey, Nani, let's be clear.
Sweetheart, I'll never come before you.
Wait, what?
Nothing. We're going to leave that.
They're never coming before me? Hold on, hold on. You being nasty or not?
Wow. I was definitely being nasty. Like, it ain't even an or not situation.
You going to let me come first? Girl, you the real MVP, girl.
Wow.
Somebody.
I will be real. I will be real. Like, I think next to me, like, Trizzy, I think Trizzy like 6'3". Trizzy was just a little bit taller than me, but I know I met Walt. Walt was hugging my rib cage.
Don't do it. Hey, I'm back on, nigga. Nigga, I ain't that damn short,
though.
Nah, Pip Game, because if I come to Trizzy chest, then that means, Walt, you like right under JR armpit, bruh. I'm just saying.
No, I'm right at JR's chest, okay?
I know you're not because I come to Trizzy. I go to Trizzy chest, so you can't be, Sam. You lying.
Look, honey, you about 5'4", right?
I go to check.
My driver's license says I'm 5'5", so I'm 5'5", damn it.
I'm 5'9".
But y'all,
speaking of meet up, I'm definitely going to Georgia, so who trying to meet me in Georgia?
Where you going, dear?
Hey.
Dear, when are you going? Dear, I'll be there for the 4th and the week after.
Hey, listen. Hey, Walt, hit that key sweat for me. Nobody.
Hey, to be clear, JR, I went all the way to South Carolina and still didn't see them.
Jesus.
You
went
to
North Carolina.
Hey,
I was in North Carolina.
Hey, Walt, can you get that plug-in for me for next show, please? I need that plug-in, too.
I'm gonna get that for you.
I appreciate
that.
Hell no, not A1.
I really wish I could get that that answer.
You said Willie Rich.
I knew you were gonna catch that. I'm slurring over my words. I've been drinking too many margaritas or something. But anyway.
We got more topics, but here's another one, man. Here's a good one, man. I was seeing this one on Twitter a lot, and it's been a lot of debates about this. This is one of the more popular ones. I always see the ones about the $200 dates and the wedding. So we'll cover the one about the wedding, and it says, "What is your ideal wedding? Are you more focused on the ceremony or the actual commitment?" And we'll start that one off. Who's the closest to getting married?
Hey,
me.
Mojo Jojo's.
Hey, Walt. Hit the key sweat. Nobody.
Hey, y'all, I thought you was about to get married.
No, ma'am.
Nope, I cut that short.
Yeah,
Real quick. Y'all know that at a wedding, if someone does get up and protest, y'all can't get married. JR can never get married. I'm just saying.
Huh? Wait.
Y'all can get married. Y'all just can't get married right then.
Y'all can get married, but y'all can't get married right then. If anybody gets up and protests it, wedding over. Like, you might as well just let these people
go.
Y'all can't do it no more.
If I drop all that bread,
you boxing, you stand up at my motherfucking wedding.
I'm
petty.
JR ain't never get married.
You stay, bro.
Do y'all know I had somebody actually sneak and get married a year ago from a week, like a week ago. It was a year ago. They just celebrated their 1-year anniversary, and they snuck and got married because they thought I was going to stand up.
That bitch said they snuck and got married.
I swear to God, I seen it on Facebook after the fact. I am not lying, and I'll be that bitch all day long because I seen it on Facebook like, oh, he was just at my house, and they had to block me on Facebook because they had just got married, and I did not know. I was texting him, and he was at his honeymoon, like, I'm never coming to your house again. Like, you had plans to come see me after this? Like, they snuck.
Wow.
I told the fiance, I am going to get up and I'm going to stay. I'm gonna say something. And when I say something, they're not gonna marry y'all because I'm telling the truth. And it's the truth. Like, if I tell the truth and it's some shady shit going on, they're not gonna marry you. He's been cheating for 10 years with me.
Wow.
I just seen him a week ago. Three times in 1 week. Y'all not getting married. At all.
Oh,
all
right. Damn,
real quick, Stace, let's let's be clear. Did you know he had a girl?
Did she know he had me when he
no,
met
did
her?
You
That's
know?
The question.
Did you
I
know
said, did, that? Did she know about me when he was fucking with her?
So,
yes.
I mean,
so
now,
yes,
I mean,
I say, yes,
so
I
you
know.
You can't
I
be mad at her
fight.
Because obviously she was doing something right that you wasn't doing.
No, no,
we're
no.
Not gonna go
you,
there.
You, no, yes, we are. Because if you sitting in my face and I'm holding 10 racks for this nigga, yeah, I got a problem with that because you want my money right now.
Well,
exactly.
Mean, she got
but, yo,
you
I got a question.
Tell you hold
10
racks
to
somebody
to say,
and somebody step in that situation, you can't tell me about nothing. Yeah, I'm going
to
step up.
I got a question for Say So, but my thing is, it's obviously been some type, even if it's at a minimal level, it's obviously been some type of commitment there that y'all been dealing with each other for 10 years. So why
exactly.
is somebody else getting rewarded? Why is somebody else getting rewarded with the ring when you've been holding this nigga down for so long?
That was my
question. Because she holds him down financially. I hold him down sexually. So, like I told her, step up to the plate because I know. I know. I simply
Ooh.
Told her.
But that's what I'm saying. Are you championing? Are you, like, you know what I mean? Are you coining that? Like, the fact that you holding him down sexually, but...
No. I did it out of spite. I fought for him out of spite.
So who you at the end of the day, you ain't hurt nobody but yourself.
No. Stacey's not hurting. Stacey's don't, like you said, Carmen, it's self-esteem of my motherfucking self, right?
Oh,
so you can't make me feel
fool.
Fucked up about how I feel. Exactly. I'm going to do what I want to do regardless of the charges. And
hey,
I'm
yo, real
great,
quick.
And I'm going to still feel good person. At the end of the day.
Yo, real
Say
quick. Yo, real quick.
Cheers to them.
Wow.
Yeah, real quick, though. Two things.
Wow.
Number one, overlapping. And number two, let's keep it non-personal. Keep it from a personal note, because tensions will flare and temperatures will rise. So when we speak on these topics, like, don't even bring it on a personal level. Not to speak on. No, don't ask nobody about their personal. If you want to know something about what Stace got going on, yo, call Stace after the show. Talk to Stace, like, because it's prolonging and it gets. Don't even point Stace off to doing whatever she do. Yo, the topic at hand is about weddings. Are you more focused on the ceremony or the commitment? And to start that off, Stacey, you can answer that as far as when it comes down to you getting married, and now you can speak on that as far as an individual basis. As far as you getting married, which one do you find more important, the ceremony or the commitment? Nope. I'm going to hit you a question one more time. Which one do you find more important? The ceremony
okay.
or the
it
commitment?
It goes back and forth. Trizzy, because I'm wedding planning, and I find that they're both hard
yeah,
choices.
If anybody, I know nobody,
I mean,
nobody in the room.
I'm going to specify
yeah,
which one I
that's
feel.
All I'm asking.
Which
yeah,
one
that's
I feel,
all I'm asking.
I feel commitment is more important than the cost.
Yeah, that's all I need from you. I mean, anybody, I know nobody in here probably ain't got an English major, but when it comes down to the question, which is more, that means that you got to pick one.
That's why
so
I'm
So when it comes down to it, yeah, so you taking the ceremony, beautiful.
No, right. I said commitment. I said commitment, Trizzy. I said commitment.
Okay, the commitment. Yeah,
the
my
cost.
Bad. Okay, the
See?
Commitment over the ceremony. You prefer the commitment over the ceremony.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. That's all I need from you. How about it, Eric?
When I get there, I hope I go for the commitment move. I hope I do. I ain't really trying to think about it too much now.
Let me do this for you. Have you seen the conversations on Twitter about, you know, the girls debating on, oh, I want $100,000 wedding and oh, I want the white
yeah.
wedding. I want to be carried by a white carriage. I mean, shit like that. Like
yeah,
you know,
all
and,
white
and it's always. Carriage. Yeah, and that's a big discussion that's always on our timeline. So when it comes down to you as an individual, which do you find more important? Do you find the ceremony more important or the commitment?
I'm going to have to go for the commitment. Cause, I mean, I don't care who we get married at.
Yeah,
still
okay.
Still need the same commitment.
Okay, beautiful. All right, how about it, Nani?
Okay, my situation low-key different, so I don't know. Because in my situation, the ceremony itself is not only symbolic of my commitment, but the fact that I'm even able to get married. You see what I'm saying? So I'm kind of like, I don't know, the commitment itself, just the fact that you're willing to make this lifelong commitment to me, and I'm willing to make the same commitment to you. It is more important, but I feel like the ceremony is still up there in my scenario.
I mean,
so I don't really have no definite answer.
I see where you're trying to go with that, but yeah, I'm gonna try to put myself on the same level as you. When it comes, if I had to play you, and the question was reversed on me, the no brainer answer to me is simply the commitment. Because yeah, I understand that the ceremony would be different for you per se, but at the end of the day, it's apples and oranges. And when it comes down to it, it depends on how you look at it.
It's really not the same thing. It's really not the same thing, because you won't get it because you are a heterosexual male, but it's like the ceremony in itself, not only the fact that I'm gay and I'm getting married to a woman, but there are other things in my personal background. You said we weren't supposed to be talking about personal stuff and whatnot, and if y'all want to know about it, y'all could call me. So that's why I didn't branch off into all of that. But just to be able to hold that ceremony and not have the fear of somebody coming in throwing fire at it, or somebody trying to fuck my shit up, like for real, because I'm trying to get married to another woman, that in itself is symbolic. That in itself is extraordinary, in my opinion. So, I mean, it's really not a no-brainer. It just depends on the aspect that you're looking at it from. Now, period, point blank, my commitment to my girl going period, point blank, come over everything.
That's the bottom line. That's exactly where I was walking you to. That's exactly where I was walking you to. That is exactly where I was walking you to.
You don't have to walk me to anywhere. I'm an adult.
You didn't go there on your own.
I mean, he led you to that water, though.
Because
that's what I still started it off with. But what I'm saying is the commitment, the ceremony itself is still up there with the commitment because of what it symbolized. And my ceremony symbolized my lifelong commitment with her.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's still up there.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. But yeah, let me take it.
Trizzy, make me say your real name. Don't patronize me. Don't do that. You know I know you, right?
I mean, you took us all around the world, and we didn't need to go. But we appreciate
hey,
you for sharing
but
that.
But Trizzy though.
Mm-mm,
but for real, like.
Mm-mm.
But let me tell you.
But anyway, I mean,
let me tell you, Trizzy.
Trizzy,
let me tell you. I really want to tell you, Trizzy. I really want to tell you.
Don't tell me.
Can I tell
you,
please?
I don't want to know.
Please, but I promise you I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to yell, for real. But can I tell you, though?
Tell me, Lily.
Can I feel like I could tell you. Okay, so.
Yeah, you
can. So, Trizzy, you ready? I'm not going to yell, for real. But I got this dick you can suck.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And you can, like, for real, swallow it. Like, I'll guide it down your throat and everything. Just, you know, you won't choke.
Wow.
That's how
I'm going to tell you how to reply to stuff like this. Fellas, when a woman tells you stuff like this, let me tell you how to reply to it. Same. And that's where you leave it. You ain't got to say nothing else beside that. You just say same. So now we got a mutual understanding that goes for both parties. Now, and more important news, when it comes down to me per se, when it comes down to the ceremony versus the commitment, first of all, it got to be something that, first of all, you didn't talk me into this shit because I don't see it in my future. But if it is, obviously, the more important thing to me, obviously, without no brainer, and just like I said, this is just my personal opinion, would definitely be the commitment. Simply because, I mean, maybe I'm just too nonchalant, but I don't marvel things like that. Like, I could care less if we got married at the courthouse or we got married at Madison Square Garden. Like, I really don't give a shit about that. So, I mean, when it comes down to it, I see a lot of women making a big thing about the ceremony and they want ice sculptures. And, I mean, I feel as though when you put that much emphasis on your ceremony, you ain't too much in tune with the commitment. You putting off a show. Like I said, who are you trying to impress? Like, because I had to know you a certain amount of time to consider marrying you. So who is this big ceremony for? Who is it trying to get the message? What are you trying to say to people? Oh, I have a little bit more money than you, or I get a better ceremony than you. Oh, my shit was prettier than yours. We took more pictures. Like, what is the mindset? And I guess that's a part of being a woman. What's the mindset of jumping and, you know, wanting this big, huge wedding versus the commitment? And I guess that was my whole big thing about it.
Can I tell you how petty my mother is? My mother has been married twice. My mother's petty. The second time she got married, my mother wore all white to her second marriage while me and my brother walked her down the aisle. Now, that's not for sure. I don't know what it is, but this stuff like that is just, like I said, I don't know. Well, they still married, and that's been since 2004 when he got married. So it's been 10 years, about 10 years. So, stuff like that is just ridiculous.
I mean, women,
like,
women really marvel that, though. Man, like, you know, you got people that really go and spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on a wedding. I can imagine how much the Kardashians' wedding was and how long they stayed married. 2 weeks? How long she stayed married to Chris Humphries? Anybody remember that?
72 days.
72
days.
72 days. And 42 or 72?
72.
72 days. You went and spent over $20,000. And I understand it ain't tricking if you got it. But on the same token, You wouldn't put all this emphasis into your ceremony, and then the commitment wasn't in the right direction. So that's the whole thing I was trying to point out. A lot of people put a lot of emphasis on the ceremony, and their commitment is not where it needs to be. Because if you think about anybody planning a wedding, I bet, like, just like Stay said, yo, she said, oh, well, I got a lot of planning to look. Yeah, we understand that and everything, but I think a lot of times when it comes down to it, people have put more effort into their wedding planning, their ceremony, making sure the horses are lined up correctly, this nigga's carved the dick in the ice sculpture, like put more emphasis into that than to making sure that they marriage actually works. So at the end of the day, that's why I wanted to bring out the comparison. Now, I know a couple more people got to answer. First off, is anybody real enough to say that they prefer the make sure that ceremony is right over the commitment? Is anybody going to be real enough to admit that? Will there be one?
I will.
Hold on. Let's be for real, though. I care about my ceremony, yes, because, you know what I'm saying, if we get married, I assume that the commitment is already there.
No. Well,
to
a certain extent, like this.
To a certain extent, the commitment is already there.
Yeah, but the question is not asking you whether you care about it or not. Yeah, we know off the top that you care about it. We're just trying to figure out what do you find more important? Which one is your focus
when it comes? Okay, so when it comes to marriage or when it comes to weddings? You talking about the marriage in general?
The ceremony or the commitment? You're making it harder than it is.
No.
The ceremony or the commitment?
The ceremony is the wedding, Carmen. The ceremony.
No,
is the wedding.
Exactly. That's why I asked him, like, because I kind of missed the question and went straight. Like, I heard everybody's answer. So, like, your original question was, which do you feel was more important when it comes to marriage, the ceremony or the wedding? Okay, definitely
or the commitment.
The commitment, definitely the commitment.
Definitely the commitment.
Ceremony is important too. But definitely the
off top. Like, off top, we know that we care about the ceremony and, you know what I'm saying, we want it to be a nice thing. But, you, like I said, you honestly got people out here that is more – they're more focused on having a great ceremony versus the actual commitment. Because, like you said, like, people go out and they if they don't – here's a perfect example in case any of you lost. It's some people out here – and this has happened on a personal note – that said – or if I can't get married here, I don't want to get married. And to me, in my eyes, maybe I'm overlooking it, but I feel as though you're looking at the ceremony more than the commitment. And you're more focused on the ceremony versus the commitment because, you know, if they say, oh, I want a white wedding. Oh, and if I can't have a white wedding, then I don't feel we should get married. Then in that case, you are more focused on the ceremony versus the actual commitment.
Okay, can I go?
Hey,
thank you.
I definitely agree that the commitment is more important, but I don't think nobody is going to come out and say, hey, I care more about my ceremony than my commitment. What I think along the way, I'm saying like the majority of people from the perspective I'm looking at it, along the way people start caring more about the ceremony than the actual commitment. I think that's what happens. Like they don't kind of come out and say it, but along the way that's what happens and that's what they start to show. But people don't put more emphasis on a commitment. A lot of people don't do premarital counseling. Like, I was engaged before, and the guy I was engaged to didn't want to do premarital counseling. Well, we're not engaged anymore. It's certain things that people don't consider before they get married. Y'all need to look at each other's credit. Y'all need to look at each other's health. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things need to be taken into account, and I think premarital counseling gets overlooked. Because you don't just need, you need to sit down and have somebody else from the outside looking in. Because to y'all, everything may be good, but, you know. Go ahead, Chris.
Do you know the number one cause of divorce, according to statistics? Does anybody know?
Nope.
Tell us.
It's communication, right?
No, it's financial.
It's financial.
It's financial.
Money,
financial.
It's been like that for the last 7 years.
Your finances is the number one cause of divorce. So if your money ain't right, don't get married. That's a nice way to say it.
I'm not gonna say if your money's not right, because who is it to determine if your money is right? If you're dealing with two people that are financially irresponsible, then you shouldn't get married. Because
that all goes with your money, right?
I'm sorry.
When I say your money is right. No, let me say this. Let me say, because a lot of people misconstrue. When somebody throws out the term, your money right, that don't necessarily mean you well off. That don't necessarily mean you well off or you rich. That means you are on top of your finances. Your money is right. You know, a lot of people take that and say, oh, no, that means rich. No. You can work a 9-to-5, living paycheck to paycheck, and your money still be right. You can
because
be broken down after
all
your bills.
All the time. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what I'm saying? And that, I mean, I imagine if that be the case, you can have financial issues there too. But when I throw out, don't get married if your money is right, I mean, on top of your finances, period. That means you understand how much you need to spend on a wedding, how much we make together as far as our bills, you know, things like that. Because that's, like they said, if the number one reason for a divorce is finances, that goes with the bills, your car notes, whatever the case may be, sharing money, joint accounts, you know, things of that nature. So, when I throw out the term your money right, I don't mean, you know, you gotta have a bank, you driving a Benz, or, you know, no. You could just be on top of your finances. You understand my wife makes this, I make this. I have enough to foot these bills, you have enough to foot these bills. That's what I mean when I say your money right. So
I didn't get a chance to answer the original question.
Which one do you find more important on a personal standpoint, the ceremony the commitment?
Of course, it's going to be the commitment, because the ceremony is symbolic of the commitment, and if the commitment is not where it needs to be, then it don't need to be no ceremony. But what I'm hoping for personally is that I can meet, you know what I'm saying, or like not really that I can meet. But I'm hoping that the person that I married has the hustler mind of me. That I'd rather spend minimal on the wedding and more on the honeymoon. I'd rather us have a cheap wedding and then we'd be able to go somewhere after we get married and really be able to enjoy each other. Like, I don't really care about the ceremony because, like, you have to understand, like, the whole concept of marriage is in the Bible, but ceremonial weddings, that's something that's man-made. That's something that man has made in order for you to have a ceremony for them to be able to make more money. The same way holidays are. Mm-hmm. That's why holidays aren't celebrated the same way they're celebrated in the Bible, because man made it so that way. Easter, we obviously know Easter is not about eggs and bunnies, but man made it so that they can make money off it, so they can market it. And it's the same way with weddings. You never look in the Bible and show me in the Bible where somebody had a ceremonial wedding where they spent all type of money. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Y'all have to understand marriage is something that was that's been put in the amendments so that the government can find a way to tax couples. That's the only reason that they make you go through tax purposes to get married.
marriage is about tax exemption. It's not about really about that commitment, because if they was just marrying people based on commitment, half the people wouldn't be married anyway. So me personally, I'm just not caught up in the ceremony. I understand what Nani was saying, but, like, I'd rather be like, okay, listen, my mom, whoever I feel like is important, we all going to go wherever we're going to go real quick, have a little private ceremony, and then we're going to save this bank and we're going to go take a honeymoon somewhere. Like, to me, that's more important. I'm not really caught up in ceremonies, holidays, and none of that. And I try to teach my daughter that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in holidays, because all the holidays that we celebrate are man-made, because none of them are celebrated the way they're supposed to be celebrated, including marriage.
That's true.
Preach. They are preach. Because, like, a lot of people are having these big old expensive weddings, and then, you know what I'm saying, going dirt poor into debt after the wedding.
Exactly.
That's true. Y'all ever saw y'all parents' wedding tapes and stuff like that? Y'all ever saw it?
Yeah, my parents got married in the living room in my apartment.
Man,
the living room in my apartment.
My uncle got married in their house that they just built. They built their house, and then they got married in it.
Yeah, I'm back. To today's standard, it was so trash. Like, to compare to now, it was so just mediocre as hell. But, I mean, like to drive in what you were saying, that's just what it was. That's what I was meant. Like, my aunt got married in her mother's basement. That's where they got married at. Cleared all the stuff off.
And they probably still married today, huh?
Nah, not really.
That didn't prove my point, Eric.
Bye, Eric.
I see where you was trying to go there, JR, because, you know, most of the weddings that weren't so, you know what I'm saying, focused on the big white wedding thing, that those were usually the ones that lasted. And so that was another key point to this whole thing. Because once you put so much focus onto your actual ceremony, then you tend to forget, you know, the more important things about your whole reason for doing it. So,
and again,
I mean,
I
understand.
You said it in your answer. Like, who are you trying to impress with that lavish wedding?
Most weddings are for show anyway, just so other people can come look at you. Like, when I see big weddings, I don't see, oh, my God, this looks like they love each other so much. No, that's not what I see. Y'all put a whole lot of money
for a lot of people see, though.
On top of that, like honestly, right now, like, and I'm thinking about my personal life, too. Like, I'm not the type of person, I don't fuck with people just because somebody else told me that we was related. Like, I don't really do family reunion. I'm not really a big family person. I made my own family. The people that I fuck with that's been loyal to me within my lifetime, I consider those type of people my family. And it's not a lot of people. So I'm thinking, like, who in the fuck is all these people that I would invite to my wedding anyway? Like, you feel me? Like, I don't fuck with that many people that I care to give y'all a show. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm different. I'm not family-oriented. I never really have been. You know what I'm saying? So maybe somebody else is different. You have a real big family or something like that. Maybe you understand that. But for me personally, I'm not really big on that. So I'm like, it's only going to be a select few of my wedding anyway, so it don't make no sense to go all out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when I'm just going to have something there for the people that really means something to me.
Well, I mean, a lot of times these big lavish weddings are not really from the man's standpoint. It's mostly the females. But as a female, I think mine is going to be small, and it's going to be with the people that I feel – are going to be in, not only just there for the wedding, but in my life afterwards. Like, people that I see on a regular basis that are in my personal life.
It might be my damn dog at the day.
Exactly. My mother, his parents, and maybe a few siblings, but that's it. Like, I don't need all these extra people. Because with those
things,
they ain't trying to do nothing but be in your business.
Say, Carmen, you going to let your daddy walk you down the aisle?
Man, my nigga, what daddy?
Wow. Wow.
Oh, so you like him now.
All the father jokes that come to me, and you don't even know who your daddy is.
Tizzy, I know him. But he has 13 other children. And let me tell you how petty my daddy is. My daddy recently told me that I have an older brother. Like, for 24 years, I have been the oldest until, like, a week ago. My nigga, he petty. He petty.
Wow.
Nope.
Let me tell you something about the weather, though.
Yo, part one. Yo, Walt.
Yeah.
Quick announcement. For all the listeners, y'all can start pressing one, and, you know, we'll start bringing y'all in if – anybody care to speak on? Okay, well, yeah, you can bring them in. I got a question for them. And
okay,
everybody missed part one of my question. Part one of the question is, what is your ideal wedding? So, and I see people start answering it towards the end. So, I mean, Jossie, JR, and Carmen got theirs out towards the end, but I don't even think they realized they was answering my first question.
I did.
But,
I did.
Yeah. Well, since they did. My auntie, she got married in a courthouse to this guy.
Yeah.
And need I mind you that this guy graduated from Georgia Tech, and his people had money. And they could have went to, like, Mexico or anywhere. You know what I'm saying? He's a white guy.
Yeah.
And he fought. I always get on about his last name, but, like, that showed me right there.
White uncles are so cool,
that's my uncle-in-law. And, like, the dude, like, they got money, man. Like, now.
Man, you know,
money.
Cool,
like, they up there in New Jersey somewhere, but it surprised me because I was thinking was going to they was going to go to Hawaii or Guatemala somewhere and get married. You know what I'm saying? But it's only
that goes along with having your priorities in order. Because like I said, my uncle and his wife, they got married in the house that they had just built. Like, they had the house built, and then they got married in the living room of the house.
I think that's so important,
It ain't really all about money, because you got this guy who graduated from Georgia Tech, and his family got money, lawyers, and all that stuff. I'm like, okay. And you're white, too, so you would think, you know, that they would try to, you know, at least go somewhere to Ohio.
If I go off on my wedding, it's because I don't want a whole bunch of people to be there.
Y'all ain't
since everybody had matching shirts, though, but that was the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Matching shirts, so there was a ghetto wedding?
Matching shirts. Well, I mean, man, we in Albany, man. Like we
I'm
do
sorry,
that.
That was great.
Come on. But, okay. My bad, I didn't mean to interrupt it. Cut me in and do that, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, but, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the idea of wedding, like, I wanted to point out, like you said, the thing about them delivering thing. Yo, man, I think that was so important, man, because, you know, I ain't going to put no good look on them. I ain't going to say they're still doing good now.
They probably are.
I believe it.
They're doing magnificent.
Oh, you talking about my auntie do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they're doing good or not.
I don't know.
Let me be petty real quick.
Personal, but I don't know.
Let me be petty real quick, dog. Let me tell you something, Walt. Your auntie is doing just fine. Let me tell you why she's doing just fine. She's doing just fine because she married a white man.
Hey, man, let's be real. In this day and age, for our generation, an ideal wedding for this day and age is an actual wedding, my nigga. That's it.
Trizzy, you should see a Facebook. I think my auntie now, they got married. I think they got married back in 98, but they had been knowing each other like 15 years before that. And like
my folks got married. I think that's when they got married. It was like in 99, 98.
Like,
I was young.
They ain't playing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they going to be together. They going to rock together. So, I mean, because you don't hear about, like I said, man, this is me being petty. So, black women, please don't attack me, or black guys. It was kind of shade toward black guys, because black women always get the slander, so I kind of channeled the slander towards black men. But, yeah, she made a good decision because she married a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
I understand
where
you come from. Hey, look, I say the same thing, too, so I don't even. You know what
I mean? Yeah, I mean, that's just being real, because she had a marriage.
And I was happy for her for that, because, I mean, he seems faithful, so.
You
got
to be happy for
her. Hey, look, look.
You know that man
either,
got a good credit score. He got a good credit
This dude, one of the top managers at Campbell's. He one of the top managers at Campbell's.
Right.
So, I mean, man, making money.
They doing all right. They doing all right. No, but,
give me some money,
auntie. You know, I was gonna steal your idea, man, because I feel like that's my idea. When, yo, if I thought about something like the backyard of my house, but if I can have a house built from the ground up and actually get married in it, dog, like Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I see what Nani was trying to go with, too, about how, you know, important the ceremony is doing. That's very true. Because, like I said, I think it'll add just a special type of, what's a better word than vibe, to our marriage. Whereas if we got married in the house that we came together and built, because obviously we put our finances together, obviously we made some decisions or, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, some sacrifices to get where we are. So if we can do all that and then tie the knot, so to speak, inside of that place, yo, that's a powerful place, man. That's, you know, mm-hmm. that, I imagine that room was full with love when that went down. It
right.
wasn't about trying to show off like the big white wedding thing. You know, I feel as though the white wedding thing is for the show. Anybody dreaming of a white wedding, they say that's every girl's dream. Every girl's dream is the white wedding. And, you know, and I don't want to kill that for girls, you know, because a lot of girls want to be beautiful in the white dress and everything. And I don't see nothing wrong with that per se. But when you go and put in more effort into how the ceremony will go versus the actual, okay, look, at the end of the day, me and her are getting married, I feel as though that's when the problem going to come in. So, but like, you know what I'm saying, just to jump off of JR too, like, you know, it really don't matter to me about, you know what I'm saying, the ceremony, as long as we had a ceremony. And my idea, like I said, the backyard, in my house, and the people I would invite, honestly, my family, the people that's most important to us at the time, that can go from families to friends to, hell, the dog. Like JR said, because I know no matter what y'all say, yo, that dog is important to JR. And you know, a lot of people, we make the
yeah.
jokes about, you know, about how white people treat their animals like, family and stuff like that. But honestly,
yeah.
honestly, like, you know, if you have a companion, don't nothing beat a companion. I don't give a fuck what it is. Like, it could be an animal or anything that has your back or anything that's beside mm-hmm. you or, you know, was with you through tough times. That is what you call a friend or a companion or somebody that's noteworthy. So, you know, I used to be one that throw the shade, but honestly, like, I see now. Because if I could look back on it, you know, I can run into quite a few situations where, yes, I remember my dog died and I cried like it was my damn brother. Like, I remember crying my fucking mm-hmm. eyes out. Like,
me too.
You know, because
I to my dog. I was super sick, bro. I was super sick. People don't understand. People always be like, anybody who knew me, bro, knew how close me and, like, I was to Zeus. And so when he died, bro, I was sick. I was sick for, like, 2 weeks.
Your dog
yeah,
died,
man.
Yeah, my Zeus died, like, a month ago. I think, yeah, about a month ago.
I did not know that.
Oh, man.
I
didn't know it until I saw the picture on your IG. I was like, oh, my God, no. I freaking love
yeah.
that dog.
Yeah,
yeah,
but that's, you know, but I see where you're coming from, dog. Like, I see where you're coming from. Like, that is a bond. Like I said, don't nothing beat a companion. When you make somebody's your companion, whether it's a dog, an animal, anything, somebody that's there for you or that you are used to being around, the human, the mind and the body was made to adapt to those kind of situations. So whereas, you know, he used to come home and seeing that dog wagging his damn tail and, you know, whatever he used to do, like that
yeah.
that becomes
feel,
a
you
part
feel
of
like
you.
You lost a child. Like, I mean, for me, like, you feel like, I feel like I lost
yeah.
I mean, I lost a child. Like, you know what I mean? That's what it was. And so, you know what I mean, people being sensitive and be like, man, you know, it was just a dog, man. But like, I be telling people,
it's never just a dog.
I had he was like 6 weeks old, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I first got my crib and I ain't had no furniture in that bitch, like, me and that nigga used to sleep on the floor. Like, he was
yeah, exactly,
the most
man.
He was the most consistent thing that I've had in my life, my whole entire life. Like, he never changed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I know how you feel, man. And, you know, a lot of people look at it from the outside. It's real easy to look at a situation from the outside in and judge and make a comment on it. But honestly, you won't never understand a situation until you into it. Like that part of I Am Legend, when Will Smith had to kill his dog, like, I cried on that shit. Like, I don't know about you niggas. But, like, I could relate to just losing something that you knew was always there. Like, I remember when my dog got hit, man.
Since we talk about animals real quick, because I got to change the mood because we've been talking about
for
a minute. But
I just got back to what we
doing. This nigga Kermit the Frog been acting up on Instagram, bro.
Yo, real quick.
Ever since y'all bitches started trying to get that married nigga out of jail, sit me getting real
man,
with Kermit.
Man, I was saying this long before this nigga blew up. Man, I wish y'all niggas be around me when I be on this shit. Man, I cause y'all always just think it's so fucking funny. Like, I go to YouTube and watch his fucking video. I always thought Kermit was so fucking funny. And when he blew up, I was like, look at this shit. Because y'all don't remember I said him as my Abby at one point in time? That was way before the shit blew up. I had Kermit.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Yeah, like, I don't know if y'all, like, you know, you got the thing, the app on the iPhone, and it's probably on Android, too, where you can make the memes. Like, you can make the things. So, like, I made one,
yeah,
too. And, like, when you notice, like, your shit starts circulating around, like, on other people's pages. So the one I made up for the Kermit the Frog joint was, hold on, because I want to read it to you guys verbatim. Because I seen this shit. The shit got hit, like, 2,000 times, and I was tripping. I was like, here it is right here.
Kermit would tell y'all niggas like it was, too.
Nah, here it is. It's like, it was like, a lot of you niggas waiting on your girl's pap smears to find out if you got STDs, but that ain't my business, though.
And that shit real.
That one about y'all, them trying to get this nigga out of jail and their baby daddy's been there for 2 years, that was so funny.
You
talking about,
Jeremy Reynolds? Yeah.
Yep. He married, he got a son. Everybody, his mama has started a little fund, and they donating to it. Like, I think they said she got up to like $3,000 now.
You talking about
that? Crazy, because that nigga did 9 years in jail one time.
For what, aggravated?
They looking at him like he's a cuddly
something.
Pit bull or something, but the nigga got a career of violence.
He in there now for what?
What you saying? Why are you
weapon charges?
He got weapon charges now.
Hey, bro.
Hey, look, hey, Trey,
hey, look, like some, you got some light skinned shit out there that be doing that shit, man. Yeah.
No, fuck that. Hey, the scariest light skinned nigga I know is Fredo Santana. There's no light skinned nigga more tempting than this planet than Fredo Santana.
That nigga
cool. Fredo Santana is so fucking scared of me. Dog, Fredo Santana literally intimidates me, dog. Like, I can imagine being around this nigga and I'll be looking at this nigga like, I won't even look at him in his face. Hell yeah, Fredo.
Tried to scare Chief Keef with a gun. But
I'm just saying, it's some people you just don't fuck with. And Fredo look like one of them people you just don't fuck with.
Let me go look at this.
The only dude I know who ain't scared of Chicago niggas.
This nigga ain't light skinned though. Yeah, Game ain't light skinned though. But
yeah,
I got a question for the ladies for real though, because I think we talked about this a couple seasons ago, but I want to see if anybody's answer has changed. So right now we got Stacy, we got Dia and Carmen on, right?
Nani should be there.
And Nani's still here, right?
She went out.
Okay, I don't know if Nani's still here.
She dropped.
For the ladies that's on the panel right now, because I want to know y'all real answer for real. Don't flex and don't hit me with no politically correct bullshit, because this is real. Like, what is it about a guy when you meet him, and then y'all get ready to, whether it's any type of situation, whether it's, you know, you guys have been talking for a minute, and then y'all end up in the bedroom and it's about to go down. What is it about a man that gives you the green light to let this nigga, you can have a protected sex with him? And don't sit here and tell me this bullshit. Like, I always make a nigga put on a condom, because it's a lot of unprotected sex going on around here. And I know I'm not the only person that have partaken in it in the past. And, like, sometimes you get in these situations and you meet this person, and, like, you know when you look at a girl, you be like, you know what, I'm finna strap up with this motherfucker. And then sometimes you have, like, this higher conscience that be like, okay, well, it's going to be okay this time. What is the deciding factor? What is it about a guy that makes him think, that makes you think it's okay for him, for you to give your body to him that way? Please don't lie, dog, because you're going to taint the whole subject. I want you to be honest.
He said you're going to taint the whole subject. Okay.
Yeah, because if you hit me with that, I always have protective sex. I always make niggas strap up. You lying. You feel me? Like, there's too many kids out here, and somebody ain't using no fucking condoms. You feel me? Like, what do you mean?
That's the truth.
I hate all that fake shit, dog. Like, you feel me? Like I have a daughter. Like, you feel me? Like, I've had unprotected sex before. Like, you feel me? Thank God I probably don't have as many kids as I possibly could have. But I'm just saying, like, I know sometimes I meet girls, or I have met women in the past, and I'd be like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to strap up, you know what I'm saying? For whatever reason. I'm going to be honest. Like, I use condoms for all the wrong reasons. Like, I use condoms for stamina issues more than I do any other thing. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, I go along with the condoms on. Like, I'm just being real. That's my number one reason why I use condoms.
Oh,
it,
my God.
It adds 26 minutes onto my sex time. But,
26 minutes. Or is
yeah,
JR, let me tell you, JR, on a personal note between me and you, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to get them 26 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
Why can't you just
moving on. Moving on.
No, I really want to know the answer to this question, though, man. I really want to know from a woman's perspective, you know what I'm saying, or a woman's perspective, what is it? Because you have a split second to decide whether you're going to tell this nigga to strap up or not. You feel me? Like, what is it that'll make you be like, okay, nah, nigga, you need to put the condom on? And what is it that you'll tell yourself in your mind that, okay, like, it'll be okay for this particular nigga? You know what I mean?
Well, I can answer that.
It's never okay. It's never.
That's some bullshit.
It's never really okay. I mean, it's just sometimes it's cool with you at that time.
Right.
But
in that very moment?
Yeah, but like
it's
in that moment after. That moment
like,
after.
Like, what did I just do?
Exactly.
Yo,
right.
Hey, yo, I tell you what. Yo, can I say this for you, lady?
I mean, you're a woman, so you might as well.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
Damn,
sorry,
Carmen.
Oh.
I knew that was coming.
Exactly. It wouldn't be me if I didn't do it.
Question, though, before you answer the question, because and be 100 with me right now, because I can always depend on you to be real. If sometimes you meet a girl and she be fine, you be like, look, I'll get whatever the fuck she got. Yeah, it got to happen right now. Like,
you know what I'm saying? At least it'll bring us closer together. We'll have something else in common.
But no, you're not saying that literally, like, I really want whatever she got. But, like, just like a nigga seeing a girl and be like, yo, I'll give her a baby right now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga, on top.
That's the type of shit we say.
On top. Yo, one of the most realest things I ever heard was, it's like, as soon as I come to my senses. That is the realest shit let me tell you, I can't speak for every nigga. But, you know, like, just like you said, though, just from this mindset. And I'm going to try to knock both of them out, your question and that comment there. Yo, it's been times where, you know what I'm saying, I see a woman that I find attractive to the eye, and I say, man, y'all see me say all the time on Twitter, man, I met her, huh? I don't know her from, I don't know if that mother cooked, I don't know if she got AIDS, and at that moment, I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn what she got. I don't care if she's financially stable. Like, and for that moment, I bet my ass wrong. Fuck that condom. What is a condom?
I say that all the time.
This is my logic. If she thick,
okay.
What is a condom? If she thick, what is a condom? I don't need a condom. I don't need a condom if she thick. And like you said, the only reason I'm going to use one is for stamina purposes. Because I'm going to use the condom the first go-round. But I'm going to go around that second go-round. No, hell no. I'm going around first go-round.
Yeah,
let me just say if you agree on this. Like, for me, if a girl has, like, an unnormal amount of, like, an abnormal amount of acne, like, I'm strapping up. Because, like, you got way too many bumps for it to be cool. Like, what the fuck is this about? Like, you know what I'm saying? If your hair is extra nappy, like, first of all, I'm not even sleeping with you, period. But, like, if I notice any type of, like, smell that I don't appreciate, you know what I'm saying?
Agree
that's like, a lot of times, a lot of times, it's not the fact that you stink, but like, a lot of women don't understand, like, depending on what you eat, your pheromones, like, your body can carry an odor, and you might have become, you might have become numb to that because you're around yourself all the time. But as a man, like, if I smell it, like, yeah, I'm definitely strapping up. Like, look, if a nigga tells you he never had sex with a girl who had an odor, he fucking lying. Straight up.
I'm not going to smell great, but as long as it's quiet, we can take a shower together.
I mean, I tell girls all the time, like, don't come over my house smelling like all day. Like, you feel me? Like, if you, like, you know what type of day you had. You feel me? Like, if you just went to class.
Like, all day.
I've heard
don't come to my house smelling like outside, as in like sweaty, and just like you've been hard working the field all day.
I mean,
but this nigga said all day. This nigga said don't come to my house smelling
like
hard work and determination.
Like,
Right. Let's cut the bullshit. Sometimes you run into somebody and y'all get caught up in the moment. You want to get into it. Everybody not going to take no shower before you get into it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not doing that. Let's stop being fake. Like, let's be real. Like, sometimes like a nigga can take a certain type. Okay, now I know if this is just you had a long day or if this like this
that's what
like,
I'm gonna point out.
If it's a different type of smell. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because that vagina gonna carry a smell natural. It's gonna carry a natural smell anyway, off top.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I mean,
did we say that Trizzy a couple seasons ago? Let me tell all you motherfucking women right now, all you women right now, don't none of y'all put the smell like no type of fruit. Let me just put that out there right now.
I hate that. It don't smell like pineapples. It don't smell like strawberries. It don't smell like chocolate. Stop calling your twat caramel because that definitely ain't that. Like,
Let me say this though. You know what I'm saying? And I'm quite sure, you know, anybody, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of experience with women could back this up. Honestly, it is times in life where you run into a woman where her shit won't have no type of smell to it. No type of smell whatsoever. But at the same time, it's not no sweet ass smells of shit. But and here, let me vouch for that too. You it will be a time where you eat pussy and it does be sweet. But here, let me tell you for women that eat a lot of fruit, like JL said, it's all in your diet. Whatever you put in you gonna come out you. So you know what I'm saying? I used to eat a lot of pineapples and shit. She used to eat a lot of pineapples and strawberries and things of that nature. Pineapple is the first fruit I can think of off the top of my head that will give your vagina a taste. Now I don't know about this fruity smell, but it will give it like a sweeter taste.
Like I'm gonna be real, like I never really.
But then you gonna
really
come out you.
No female who was ever in the fruits like that, like or whatever. So I can't speak on that person. Trizzy can, but I did mess with a chick who drank a lot of Kool-Aid, and her vagina did seem to taste a little
red Kool-Aid. Lord have mercy, take me to the king.
Wow. I don't know if that logic applies for Kool-Aid now.
Red Kool-Aid.
Damn.
Wow. I ain't gonna lie to you. That might have been a period. But,
wow.
You know what? I've been meaning to ask y'all about that right there. Lord have mercy. So,
Can I just give my reasons
go
real
ahead.
Quick? Because he
go
did want to know why we would let a nigga bear back. Okay, if you over, like, 23 to 25, you only got one kid, one baby mama, they might let you get a bear back. Okay? Your willingness to put on a condom at the beginning of the act, that determines if we're going to let you go bear back. Like, you know. Okay.
I've had women get offended when I put out a condom on her ass, and she said, "What you trying to say?" I said, "All right, man, I ain't trying to say nothing, man. I'm looking out for myself, and I'm looking out for you."
I'm trying to say, I don't see you as being a nice
baby
mother.
Mama, right?
I'm trying to give you more than 7 minutes. That's why I got this rub out right now.
That's basically. And so you real lenient with 7 minutes because I got a solid 4.5 for you.
It's gonna be like one of those movie scenes.
Yo, real quick, I'm a firm believer in this too. Real quick, I just want to say I'm a firm believer in it's not the time that matters. It's about the much work you do in that time. So I feel as though if we both got our job, it's only one mission when we having sex.
And 4.5
minutes?
Fulfill.
They can make that happen. It got to be two bombs. I'm just saying.
That
got to
be that after the club sex, that real quick.
I'm not going to be held responsible. Let me tell you the difference between me and Trizzy. Like, Trizzy, hey, salute to you if you're going to make sure she's going to get her nut every time. But let me tell you something about me. I'm not going to be held responsible if you have a lack of attention. See, the difference between women and men is that you know, I don't have to focus on my nut because it's coming. You have to focus on yours.
So if you get up there and act like you done lost your damn mind and forget about your nut, then that's not my fault. Because let me tell you, this shit is a race, and I like to win. I'm going to finish first.
Let me tell you something. You the title, and I'm the hair. I'm going to win every time.
I'm just saying, something. You can find out, though. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, I have another reason.
Lord have mercy.
Wow.
See, now
I'm
going to cut the both of y'all. Hey, Trizzy.
Wow.
Wait, they are.
I'm just playing.
Do not play with my emotions like that.
I'm just playing.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
I just want to know why dudes.
Why
do dudes?
Did you see them there? Like, they left. Man, they've been
they
gone.
Hold on.
What'd they say? What'd you say, Stacey?
Okay, I'm trying to finish on the comment on the condom factor. Like, okay, they were saying something about girls having odors. Like, what dudes fail to realize is y'all balls ain't giving off like a flowery shit. You know what I mean?
They are not roses.
I'm just trying to tell you, there's a time as if you wear a condom,
though.
Too. There's a time
but
as if you wear a condom, too.
Right, niggas ain't promoting that, like, freshest smelling balls around here or whatever. But I will tell you this, and say she have to be honest. A nigga balls don't carry an odor like an open wound.
But the hair does. I've had a dude pull his pants down, and it literally made me sick to where I was like, nah, I'm cool. I didn't even want him to put on a condom. Who is it?
That nigga must have a construction job.
I don't know, y'all. It was summertime. It was August. I don't care that it was the heat of the summer. It was like 10 a.m. It was like 10 a.m., y'all. And I was like, what is that smell? And he's like, it's hot outside.
Wait, hold on.
He was like, it's hot outside.
He had sweaty balls at 10 a.m. I'm sorry.
But you know, some niggas do all nighters, and I'm not gonna talk to the club game. I'm just gonna say, if you ain't been asleep yet, like he said, don't come smelling like all day. Yeah, I don't. What is that? And he was like, it's hot outside. It's not
like grind on me music.
I like Stacey. I like Stacey coming too. All right, one last question before Trizzy starts taking callers. Hey, tell the truth. When we about to get ready to have sex, and then you stop and be like, hold on, I gotta go use the bathroom real quick. You really going to swipe that pussy, ain't you?
Of course.
Wow.
And you ain't a real nigga
if
you don't.
Wow.
Especially,
wow.
Hold on. Let's just.
Wow.
You gotta do a check.
Hold on. Exactly, Dia. If you weren't planning this event and it just kind of spontaneously about to happen, like a real nigga, especially if you've been gone all day, like.
Then that means either one, she really do got to pee, or two, she had to fart. I'm sorry. I done the wipe before we even started. No, you turn around for 2 seconds and I already done wipe. If I stop in the middle of it,
yeah,
I really
got to
pee or I got to fart. Like,
oh, he
it.
Said stop in the middle. Oh,
I didn't say stop in the middle. I'm talking about we rolling around on the bed doing whatever we're doing, and then you hop up right before you know it's about to go down and be like, you got to go pee. You know what I'm saying?
That's
the
freshen up. I got to freshen up real quick. And you do the smell test.
I know you're going to do that swipe test. I already know what it is. But my thing is, if we at my crib, what the fuck are you doing the wipe test with? You using my good towels to wipe that shit?
Hold on. A real nigga got feminine wipes in her purse, and I'm going to switch out my purse before I come to that bathroom.
There you go, Carmen. Every real clean woman carry baby wipes, so personal wipes in her purse. I'm sorry.
I hope y'all do.
Let me tell you how I get, y'all. I'm in the habit. Not only do I have my own personal that I buy, I have samples of personal wipes that I keep, like that I go and I get the samples and I keep them. Yep, I do.
Samples?
Like, yeah. Because I like to try different ones, but I've stuck with the same one for a minute now, so I'm good.
I'm just saying, because you know how, like, in my house, like, you know how you got in your bathroom, you got those decorative towels, the one that you don't use. And so one day I went in my bathroom and shit, like, this was like my senior year of college. I go in my bathroom with my decorative towels at, and I think I was just going to change them out, and I noticed that the decorative towel was, like real stiff like a motherfucker.
In one corner?
Oh, my God.
No. You gotta kill her, son.
She had to grab it by the corner and tried to swipe with her. She sniffed the corner and dropped it back down. Look, she didn't even straighten them out.
All right, man.
Yeah, did she at least fold it back right?
Yeah, the shit for the bitch was smart. She folded shit back right, but I caught her ass. You know what I'm saying? I caught her ass. So I got when I went to her crib. When I went to her crib, I returned the favor. Because I feel like
final destination.
If we at your house, you know what I'm saying, and we having sex, and I come and you don't get your ass up and go get me nothing to wipe off with, everything is subject to get fucked up. Pillowcases, your socks, balls, all that shit.
That track he just pulled out.
Hold on, JR. Hold on. No, that's not right. First of all, if you come in, and especially if you gonna come on the female, whatever, nigga, it's your job to get something and wipe this mess up. I'm not gonna wipe your mess up.
I'm not. Dude, real quick, let me tell you something. If I know this act is about to happen. If I gave you a gift.
I will keep a towel by the bed. So
exactly. That's what I was just about to say.
But you need to clean your mess up.
Now, let me tell you something, D. If I come to your house and that towel already by the bed and that towel already stiff, that means that you doubling up on that shit, and that's nasty as fuck. That means the last nigga that was over here used that same towel. Hey, you got a whole bunch of kids on this one towel. That's bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Look, that mixed baby. Too many mixed babies, D. Too many mixed babies.
All right, y'all.
I'm not going to clean your... What?
Hey, y'all, we're gonna take some quick callers real quick, man. All
right.
Real quick, man. First caller, man, you know, oldest caller. She couldn't get on last week, but we're going to put her in. We got this caller from the 412 and last one did 4378. This is going to be an interesting conversation. You're not live with the Master Peter.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hey.
It's Tess.
Did you say Tess or Tev?
No, this is the wrong conversation for her to come in on. You better not have no fucking input on this shit.
Yeah, she ain't got names. No information to put in on this topic.
I just need to hear those two. No, she ain't going to get on that. But I just
want to have a fan.
Are you the mother?
I got to keep it at a distance.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, what you want to say, man? I know you got some stuff you got to say, so what's good?
Actually, I didn't know what y'all were talking about for about, I want to say, the past half hour. I just got worried about something. But I did hear the wedding report. Like, the way that I was raised is that you wanted a big wedding. But me being the person that I am, I never wanted a big wedding. I just want a wedding in a church that I was baptized in. That's it. And it was a small church. And I don't got too many friends. And I don't like half of my family. Like, they try to set me up on a daily basis. So half of them aren't invited. So I'm kind of with JR about not have, like, I understand family is family, but I don't love these niggas. So when it comes down to it, I'm going to have a small wedding because I don't like people.
The tall demon. The tall demon.
No, the tall underage demon. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to be there, right?
Man, chill out.
See the way this cranberry juice is set up?
Damn.
Nah, dear, she having her wedding that night. Ain't no point in you going.
go ahead.
Well, we do got two other special callers.
All right, let's get those other callers in.
Yeah, but hey, I want to see if you had anything else you had to say. Yeah, you know that song, Eric. He was yelling at his kid when the show started.
In the intro, sit down. I tweeted about that.
Yeah, that was the intro. That was the intro to go with my man Young Nardo. But anyway, you got anything else to say to you?
No, not really.
Not too. All right,
it was nice hearing from you, sweetheart. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
All righty.
All right.
We got this. Yeah, she was. We got this other caller before we got into the lost tapes, man. This other caller real quick. Y'all know who she is, too. I think a lot of people kind of, I don't know if they're scared or not to call in, but we had some person once, but they backed out. So, but we got this caller from the 434.
Everybody's favorite.
5521. You're not live with the masturbators, real quick. What's good? What's good, homie?
Hey, y'all.
What's Krenakin?
Well, y'all know it's Nisha. Whatever. I am Miss Bossy.
What you want to talk about, though?
Don't rush me. I'm about to tell you. Rudeness.
No, my bad.
I wanted to speak on, well, a couple of things, actually. The first thing was the last question JR asked, I think, about, like, how do you know if you're going to let a dude hit raw or not? With me, first of all, like, it depends on our relationship, and if I trust you or not. Like, if I trust you, then, like, yeah, we can roll it out all day, every day.
What is true?
9 times out of 10, I don't want you nothing me, though, because I don't want no babies. But everybody know it's nothing like raw dick, plain and simple.
Right, what a condom.
What a milk is.
He's saying, nigga said, what a condom. Let's ask him, which STD is this?
Hey, I like to resent that.
You'd like to resent it, but you can't. Which STD is it, Eric?
Oh, man. I've never had any STDs.
Exactly, right? If I'm fucking you all, then 9 times out of 10, I know you don't have an STD. And
you
I
love
know
them.
That
Agreed.
You love them. That's all.
Like, that's just that. Like, if I feel like you're going to give me an STD, or if I feel like you might have one, whatever the case may be, then, like, no, like, yeah, you're going to wrap your dick up.
How can you determine?
But
why would you even?
How can you determine
if y'all had an STD though?
If you feel like a person has an STD, period, why are you fucking them?
How you determine?
That's what he just asked you.
That's
not something you can determine by looking at him. Exactly.
That's like rolling the dice.
If you meet somebody like Trizia, you just genuinely think this nigga got an STD. Wait a minute.
Okay, but I'm the type of person is, if I don't know you, and I don't know what the fuck you're doing, like, I'm not fucking you no way. So, like,
exactly.
I don't even really care. Like, I actually know you. I have to know exactly what you be doing. I need to know who you be doing it with. Like, I don't give a fuck.
How you gonna know that?
Let me see your phone. I want to see your phone. Yeah.
Misha, real quick. Misha, if you ever.
And if I can't go to that phone.
Misha, real quick, though. Let's be real. This is homie to homie. If you ask me to see my phone, I'm going to ask you to see yours. Do you think that any relationship is going to
pop from behind? I'm going to tell you some good shit. Because the last person I was fucking, he asked me to see my phone, and I gave it to him. Why? Because I'm a real bitch, and like I told him, I'm not fucking anybody. If you want my phone, you can have it. Let me see your phone. Let me see what you're doing.
Yo, I don't give a fuck about your
phone.
Yeah,
and what do you say when you say that? I'm going to get you out of here.
What? You said, did y'all fuck after he looked through that phone?
After he looked through my phone, of course.
I don't give a damn about your phone. Is we fucking or not? Fuck this phone.
Exactly.
Right.
Fuck your phone. I can't do nothing with that.
Yeah,
well,
why would I care about
the phone? Is you about to swallow this dick or not? Like, fuck the text message.
We already know you are regardless of what, so it really doesn't matter.
I mean, but Misha, let's be clear.
Is that right, Carm? Damn, Carm, I ain't know this.
All right, man.
Wait, what? Hold on. Yes, he just attempted. The whole horse just attempted to call me a hoe. Now you're petty.
Oh,
you're petty.
Okay. Y'all can't do that. No, y'all can't do that, man.
Y'all gonna have to fight later when I'm around.
Yeah, we got a standard lost tape time. You know.
I mean, me and Misha be playing butt naked twister, and y'all don't even know it.
Wow.
We'll see
you
that game later.
Have
more callers.
Okay. Well, actually, not callers. We just got a little shout out going on. But if Misha wanna. Don't before she leaves get some shout outs out. She can if she wants to.
Fuck all y'all. That's my shout out. Y'all come use me now.
I called you titties. No, and now, you know what? Fuck your shout out, dude.
You know what? No, shout out to Carmen because I love it.
All right, she's out. Okay. So, all right, man, we're going to start this off, man, with this girl who just got through talking, man. She's from the Bama, and she's country like me. Carmen, go ahead and get it.
Oh, yes. First off, shout out to you niggas, because, y'all petty, and I love you guys. Shout out to everybody who called in and listened to us. Shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us on a regular basis. Shout out to Misha and Tav for calling in and speaking on what they spoke on. This is your girl, Carmen. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @yeah_bit_ I said it. At some moment, I'm going to change my name so you niggas can know what it actually is, for real, for real. But, yeah, I'm done.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's
Hola.
What's up.
Hey, wait, real quick. Jay, I got a question.
No. You
definitely lost. I got a question. I know, but I got a question. Where you going to be for the 4th?
Oh,
wherever your mouth at.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, next person, man. Oh.
Wow.
Dang on, man.
Okay, no.
We're going to pass it.
J.R. has only met, Slim as a female on the show? Slim? I'll be in Georgia for the 4th. And J.R., anyways, y'all petty.
All right,
y'all,
man.
Bring,
girl, you better hop on that, you know what, that midnight train. That's what I'm going to say. With a flashlight.
Wow.
I know that's the only way they're going.
I'm going to be turning 21 next month around that time, so I got parties.
I'm having a big barbecue at my crib for the 4th. Y'all all welcome to come. Big barbecue.
Are you serious?
Hold on.
You got so many homes, I never know where you're going to be at.
Hold on. You talking about in Lee County?
Yeah, I'm in the league.
Oh, you know I'm coming. All right, we good. But anyway,
in
like I said,
Lord,
look, Dia could bring her ass down here with everybody else.
I can't.
Okay.
I just told
Carmen,
you I can't because I'm celebrating.
Well,
my I'm gonna
be there regardless. So
look, Stace
yeah,
could bring herself over here. She can just want to give her a shout out. You can bring your.
But
Dia,
was that a real invite or no?
Nah, I'm not being fake. I'm not being fake. Walt them already know. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Like,
JR, that's one thing I know about him now. He's a man of his word. So JR, he don't be lying about shit, man.
Oh, no, I wasn't sure if it was a joke or if he was for real. So
yeah.
Okay,
Carmen.
See you niggas for the 4th.
Yeah, see you. But we're going to pass it to Stace and give her shout-outs, man, before we get the lost tape.
Shout-out. So, y'all, Walt, who plays the cut, I see you.
Mm.
Trizzy
well,
for curving my
that.
Ass earlier, I see you. just y'all, because I love y'all and all that good stuff. Everybody
Aww,
on the hashtag.
We love you, too.
Okay.
They know what's up.
All love. Follow me on Twitter at SydTheSav, SydTheSav. That would be me. Facebook, Sydney Savage.
How long did it take you to make that up?
On Facebook? Okay.
No, that's all it's been.
Cheers.
Come to me again, Carmen. I'm going to come to Alabama.
Girl, you're going to be more than come to Alabama.
We're going to pass it to the Riley native, O'Reilly. We're going to pass it to your girl, Dia, real quick. What's good? Lost eight.
You said O'Reilly.
Yeah, I mean.
O'Reilly. Every time you say Riley, I'm like, what is
Yeah, Riley.
It's not
that's what
Riley.
You're. You know how
it's
I see it.
Riley.
I don't care how the white folks say it. I'm country.
Let me tell you how it's. Do you spell it and then say it?
This ain't no spell because we
need to get out of here. Anyways, hey, everybody. It's your favorite chocolate milkshake. I want to give a shout out to my new booty. And to Dark and Ugly JD and F
Ooh,
all y'all
Dark and Ugly
in Atlanta and that you don't know him, don't worry about it. And I'm gonna be turning 21 and all y'all gonna be in Atlanta, so y'all ugly as hell. So y'all
not actually
come
not
up
Atlanta.
With me next weekend. Georgia, Alabama, damn, y'all gonna be in the South.
She's in the South too, actually. But anyway.
I am, but, you know, I might fuck around and just come and miss that party and
come down there and
fuck with y'all because I've been saying I was going to come down there. So, but anyway, right. Shout out to everybody who listens and everybody who still fuck with Chocolate Girls because we the best. Anyway,
yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep.
All right, man. We're going to pass it to who ain't got it. Oh, we're going to pass it to this light skin demon real quick while we get into the light, to the lost tapes, man. It's from the head in. So for you people who ain't called in, they might cut off on you. But we're going to pass to your boy, Eric, man. What's good, man? Hello. Shout out.
Hey, bro, y'all not going to let Deb be great until she make it 21. Fuck what y'all talking about. This nigga got it. Anyway.
You crazy.
Yeah, until you can buy your own alcohol, you are irrelevant.
This thing
said 21.
Y'all don't understand, though, man. They be letting girls
get out. I got jail time on your hands.
No, they can't be making
fun. You know how old I was when I was getting alcohol at the store?
Hey, whoa, I mean, legally. We ain't talking about from the candy lady, bro. Calm down.
No. I'm talking about being a cornerstone, nigga.
You
want to do me that?
They never cared about you buying Four Locos.
I date older guys because they can buy me alcohol. So if you order anything,
real quick,
you know,
it's easy for girls to get it. But anyway, keep going with the shout out, man. Keep going with the shout out, cause call me.
Wow, this is Vagina Marauder on Twitter. I am the king of douchebags on Instagram.
Uh-oh,
I am the light skin green eyed demon. I am the antagonist of this story. Fuck
keep going,
me,
keep
fuck
going.
With you, probably not.
Keep going. They're ready for it, man.
This nigga stupid, bro. What? Fuck with me, you hear me? I'm out here. You get it?
All right, man. That's
hey,
what's
I,
up,
I
man.
Wanna say this. Can I say this real quick about Eric? He left his part out.
Who's that?
Okay, for all the women that was on the Morris show and they said that it wasn't the father,
bro.
Eric was actually the father.
They would be hating.
And then on top of that,
he left that part out. He
hey, Eric.
He was all the fatherless.
Yep, and that's Trizzy Daddy. And Ron, too. But, Eric, real quick, though.
Okay.
Is it that every time I was on Eric's Instagram, y'all, and every picture he got where he took it with another with a female, his head was laying on her titties. I swear to God. Go look at his Instagram.
Yes!
Every picture he
took
with a female, his head is resting on her titties.
Right,
y'all
be hating so much.
Y'all check that out on Instagram, though. We're going to get into the last shout out. Yeah, he loves them. But anyway, we're going to get into the last shout-out, man. But last but not least, man, we still got your boy, the Reverend, in the building. Goddamn Captain America. I hope you got your shield, nigga. What's good, homie?
Man, shout-out to everybody, man. Shout-out to everybody who believe in God, man. Shout-out to everybody who doing something positive with their life. Shout-out to everybody who takes care of their kids. Shout-out to everybody who don't officially know how to eat pussy because I'm going to forever be winning. Shout out to all the niggas that's under 6'2". You feel me? Like, shout out to all the niggas under 6 feet. Like, you feel me? Like, because I'm going to forever be winning, man. Just shout out to everything that's beautiful, man. Shout out to everything that's just giving off love. Just positive vibes, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody in your life and they're giving you negative vibes, man, you need to get rid of them. JR_Jess_right. Follow me everywhere. Big barbecue at my crib July the 4th is going down, man. Just bring something. You feel me? I don't care what it is. Bring something. We're going to get it in. Let's go.
That's what's
I'm
up. And respond to J. 6'2", man. Shout out to the niggas that's at least 10 height. And that's it.
On a positive note, to end this on a positive, serious note, y'all, real quick. I'm not often serious, but I'm going to be serious right now. Earlier we spoke on people and their self-esteem. You have to love yourself regardless of whether or not anybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
Love you for you. Don't let nobody change you from being who you are. Let your inner personality and your who you are shine out every day, and I promise you, you'll live your life to the fullest.
That's what's up. Jesse Jackson? Okay.
Y'all petty. Like, I'm not serious sometimes.
That's why I love myself.
Darkness.
Dark and lovely.
No flaw.
Who just whispered that? Who whispered that? That was Walt.
What?
No,
no, no. I didn't say that.
Hey.
All I said is
no flaws. I'm going to let you in. I do that every time I hear your voice. I swear to God. When you do your intro, when you do your outro, I'll be in the background.
And we'll run it.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh,
Ron,
you
usually
be with me.
What?
I forgot about Ron.
No, you didn't.
I knew I heard his voice earlier.
I didn't even know. Yes, I did, Ron. I didn't even know you was on.
I just got put on.
Hey, Ron, I was supposed to be on
today,
too. I forgot.
What happened?
I was supposed to be roasting your ass today, too. I forgot.
Why? Because he put your face on Stevie J body? That just was hilarious.
Oh, man. I can't believe I put myself on hold again, man. I can't believe
it. This is special, Walt.
Is Ron on here?
Yes, Ron is on here.
Yeah, man, like I said, yeah, he been on the Lost Tapes with me since the beginning of time, man. We kind of created together when we used to get on. But anyway,
yeah.
You got any shout-outs, bro?
Me and Ryan got issues.
Do I have any shout-outs? Man, I don't never have shout-outs. I just be like, follow me on Twitter, that's it, man. My shout-outs be so boring.
Hey, Ron, shout-out all
you
see,
you see what happened tonight, though, bro? You see what happened on bro, you see what happened?
What my nigga J.R. said?
I said, shout out all your exes. That should be pretty interesting.
My nigga.
Right?
Chill. Chill. Bro, you see that fridge right over there? Get in it because you need some chill. God damn. Get in that fridge because you need some chill.
Hey, boy, hey, Ron, you see that tic-tac-toe board over there in the corner? Go over there, man, because all your exes over there.
Oh, nigga, no. He had a whole bunch of X's and no O's. Damn.
He told me the cat win in every game. Oh, man. Get two O's on
that. Hey, run. Shout out to all your X's that you actually had sex with. Let's do that one.
Well,
damn.
Carmen be coming with some deadly blows, man. No, man. Carmen be coming with the real life low blows.
If I'm gonna come for you, I'm gonna come at your neck, bro. I ain't never been no different. If I'm coming,
you don't get enough
of
that one neck, Carmen. I'm telling you, though.
Shout out to Kanisha. That's all I can say. That's the only shout out I can give.
Carmen's gonna get it one day, man.
Hey, Carmen. Can we have a real solid moment so we can shout out your mouth, though?
I mean,
wow.
Well, I mean, hey, they are.
Wow.
They are. At
wow.
the end of the day, my mouth is quite deadly.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
You want to try me up or no?
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm sleep though. I'm super sleep though.
Yeah, my bluff. She calls her bluff. She calls
I'm super sleep though. I mean, you can't. It's sexual innuendos on this show. Who
and
running water?
The frog sipping his tea right now.
Somebody hit
okay.
you with a paper bag.
Why I feel like we got 7 days to live? Hold on. Why I feel like...
Oh,
I
man.
Like
you
got
can put a ring on you.
I thought the TV just came on.
No, that nigga thought the poltergeist TV came in. Huh?
Man, what?
Hey, that little bitch come through my TV. Let me tell you about how she owned this.
Caroline.
Who all on for the Lost Tapes? Is Stay still here?
Oh yeah, we got a lot of people on. Man.
I'm here.
We got you.
I'm here.
We
you
got
here?
Corman. We got your boy from the booth. We got.
Hey, yo, I got a question for the fellas.
Hello.
I got a question. What do you do when you in the club and a girl rejects you when you try and walk up on her while she dances? what do you do at that moment?
Yo, I am the
queen of
that.
Look, it's a lot of stuff going on in the club. So
now, Ron,
say,
how
bro.
You speaking though? Like, I can honestly say I can't remember the last time I straight been like rejected or whatever like
yeah.
that. But if I did walk up on a girl and she started to play me, I would make the whole club start doing an electric slide because I would do the slide to the back first. Like, I would make everybody around me, no matter what the song was.
He said he's going to change the whole dance.
Yeah, I'm going to start my own dance routine.
Hey, fam, you know what? I'm going to try. Whenever I do go to a club, I get danced on. I'm trying to get danced on, whatever. She reject me. I'm going to try my best to make it look like a pussy thing because I swear.
Oh, my God.
You got to play it off so smooth.
But, Rondo, honestly, yo, let me tell you this. I'm like, my confidence is through the roof. Like, I think JR is the shit, like, if nobody else does. But, like, I'm not really an advocate for, like, I don't really try to approach women in the club, too. Because what you have to understand is that women are always in no mode in the club. Like, it don't matter
mm-hmm.
what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're always in no mode. So even if you a guy that they normally would want to talk to because of the scening, the area that y'all at is probably still not going to be the answer that you want to get. I'm more of,
that's
like,
true.
Eye contact. That's my big thing in the club. I catch eye contact with you or whatever, and I catch you on the way out, like, or in the parking lot or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not – first of all, I'm not going to ask nobody for no dance in the club because I think generationally we probably past that, especially the type of clubs I go to. I'm older, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, like, the little kitty box clubs where they twerking and all that stuff anyway. So, but man, girls are always in. Guys just need to understand that. Like, girls are always in no-mo in the club. Like, you feel me? And unless you that
come to them drinks, get popping, wait.
Oh, wait. Yeah, of course. Like, if you're going to get her drunk. But me personally, like, if I see the girl is, like, intoxicated to the point where I can't trust her intentions, I'm not going to talk to you anyway. Because I don't know. Like, people be like, I don't like having drunk sex. I like having tipsy sex, but not drunk sex. Because, like, I can't.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Not
yeah.
Right.
I'm saying I'm not with that.
You got to be making sure she's still awake.
For me to answer the question, that is the only situation where it's just, I don't mind getting rejected. Like, it really doesn't bother me. It doesn't hurt my self-esteem.
I mean, Eric, you used to think, you know what, I'm not going to do it.
You can say whatever you want to say.
I was going to say you used to feel like looking down at you anyway, so.
Look, if I got to jump on your back, I ain't tripping. Like, if I go in that thing, this is the only situation where it just blatantly becomes quantity. I don't really care about the quality. I ain't trying to go on none of you bitches. I'm just trying to get it popping, get on these drinks, have a good time.
Let me tell you,
let me tell you this too, though.
Like, niggas got to start. You got to start taking advantage of the waiters in the club. Like, this is what I will do. Like, because 9 times out of 10 when I go out with my friends, and 9 times out of 10 when we go out, we, like, try to do VIP. Like, and just all put in and get, like, bottle service or whatever like that. Like,
uh-huh.
If I have a waiter that's tending to me, like, in the club, and I see a female that I want to talk to or somebody that I think is attractive, like, I'll send the waiter to go get her. You know what I'm saying? So that way the waiter's the one that getting rejected. It's not me. You feel me? I send you a mission. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be like, yo, you see that girl right there? You know, tell her I said come over here. I got, you know, I want to get her a drink. If she don't come back with no results, I save my face. You feel me?
Right.
Like, you got to start taking advantage of the bartenders in the club, bro. Stop walking up on these women, especially, let me tell you the number one sign. Never walk up on a girl that's with a group of females and she dancing in the middle of her girls. Never walk up on a girl that's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
The girls around her are the shield of protection. They're there to protect her. She don't want to be bothered.
Basically.
Like, you feel me? Like,
hey,
bro,
fam.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, fam, I only do that when you plan on going to the club and hearing the word no. That's the only
yeah,
time
bro.
You do that. Unless
yeah,
you plan
like
on
yeah,
hearing
said, the bro. Like, them women, like,
yeah,
I, like, sorry.
You said what?
No. Nah, I'll
go
buy
ahead.
It. But you go ahead. Nah, go ahead. You got it?
Hey,
y'all so polite. Y'all so polite. Anyways, moving forward.
Polite.
Hey, like, you know what I'm saying? But you never know why a girl is saying no. Because she could have a man and she could be trying to save the drama.
How?
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Because
why are you in the club,
then? Most of the time when... Her man could be there. Like, some people,
man.
Different girls are different folks. Some people do
y'all
that.
Y'all niggas can go see a movie
but like,
tonight? It
when
wasn't
I,
no
you
way.
Know,
I'm going to go to the club with a bunch of things.
Why are you? I'm
why
just saying,
you take your
I've seen
the
that situation. I've seen a situation where, you know, their nigga was there, so that's why they said no. But if I say no, it's because I'm trying to get my Chris Brown on, and I'm trying to dance,
okay.
And I can't
wow.
do something.
When the rich nigga
wants
you.
I thought
about
the black
guy.
Exactly.
I can't. You know, some things you do with a guy, and some things you can only do by yourself. So if I'm really trying to, because I'm a dancer, so if I'm really trying to go in, don't try to come up behind me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm in my zone right now. I want to dance to myself. And I'd rather have people standing around watching me in that moment than you dancing with me.
But, yo, wait. My thing is that if you want to dance by yourself, why you ain't stay your punk ass at home?
Me and my homegirl used to go to the club. We used to dance, get on the stage and dance, and people would just stand there and watch us dance. So that was
no, they would watch her.
I don't
they couldn't
know
see
how
you.
Y'all clubs is down
that
here.
Club was
but
black
we have
as hell.
A lot of dancers here. We got a lot of dancers here in the club. We just watch them dance. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, to me, it's cool. I'm a dancer. I think it's cool. So,
I mean, Dia,
if I wanna go to the club,
are you trying
dance,
to tell us that you're a stripper? Like, are you admitting
no,
to us
no,
that you're
no,
a stripper?
No, that's not what she's saying.
I'm
playing.
It is just a joke, Dia. I'm just saying.
Everybody keeps.
I'm not saying I wouldn't throw these coins at you, though.
Wow.
I'm not saying I would make a hell on you, my nigga. I'm just, I was
terrible.
Making a joke.
Like, I used to work in a factory, and I told my coworkers that, and I was just telling the people I was around. It spread it around to the whole entire factory, and y'all know how telephone go. They gave him a telephone. Once one person said somebody changed it, I had guys coming up to me like, yo, I'm trying to book you for a party. I'm like, no, dude, I dance like in the church and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only time I've ever done events and stuff is like churches or birthdays, family reunions and stuff like that. I don't dance for private parties. I don't.
You dancing at churches?
So please, I actually do. That's why a lot of y'all don't have me on Facebook because I'm totally different on Facebook. But yeah, I've been dancing in church since I was a kid. But yes, I can do other dances as well. But
hey, can we
I
say praise dancing?
Can we
drop
trip.
A praise on the front of that dancing? Because
really glad, nigga, man. Really glad.
But see,
I can do
more than praise
dance.
I can mom, you know,
oh,
they are so correct
dances.
They are.
Wow.
You said what now?
He said they are
the freakiest girls in America. Like,
they really are.
They have a lot of built-up suppression in them. Like, they are always trained to go, like, straight up. Say it,
what?
Your father is a pastor, so, I'm a PK, too. That's how I know that. My father was a pastor, too, so, like, that's how I know.
Oh, see,
like,
see?
The church,
I got kind of scared right there. I thought you were going to say so.
It goes down in the church. Like, sadly,
I know of it. Everybody been saying that, and I thought it was just complete bull. But
no, it's not.
If you're saying it, I know. No, not that JR saying it, man.
Let me tell you how real
it
is. Let me tell you how real it is. This girl that goes to my church, well, she rarely comes to church because half the time she be drunk. Anyways, but her father's an associate minister at my church. She went to the freak meet and woke up in jail Sunday. I'm just saying.
Wow.
How do you get to the freaknik and wake up in jail? Well, damn.
How? Excuse me? There's so many possibilities
for the BET Awards.
How many girls? So how many girls is Stace, Dia, and Carmen? So it's three girls on right now because Nani's not here. So that if it's three girls on the phone, you know, two of y'all don't really know how to suck dick. You know that, right?
You want me to guess my one who know how to suck dick?
And it's a lot of guys on the phone. It's guys on the phone.
I know which one. I know which one who can do it.
75% of them can't really give head.
No, not corn.
Oh.
Not corn.
See,
wow.
She can go. I know she can
get down. Not corn. I wouldn't even
go
say corn.
I ain't even gonna say nothing.
I'm just playing. I
wouldn't even go say corn.
I know who my opinion is. I know who my opinion is on who I think I got the best mouth out of
me
out
too,
of the cast
and I got one.
Cool.
I have my own personal.
Wow. Yeah, I
have got to find some feel because my DMs be like so real after the show.
I think Stace,
because of some of the stuff that she says, I think that my game is fire.
Let me tell you why when I came to this conclusion. When Stace told me that a nigga let her hold 10 racks for him, I wouldn't let a girl hold $1,000. If a nigga letting you hold 10 racks, that means you sucking his dick and his balls at the same time.
Okay.
The logic, bro. You can't debate that logic.
You got unbeatable logic like Trizzy. Like, that's why we had you on. I'm like, man, come on, man.
I'm just saying, man. Like, it's no knock against D and Carm. But what I when Stace said that, I said, yeah,
I was
going to
say the same
right
thing, though, man. I was going to say the same thing.
I can't. This is my problem. It's not that I don't know how to. It's that I can't do
it
for
a
long
throat.
Amount of time. I don't want to. Like, my brain hurts and I get lazy as hell.
Wait, your jaws ain't strong at all. Did Dia just say 10 seconds?
Did she say 10 seconds?
10 seconds? She barely put it in her mouth.
Okay.
You know what,
okay.
You know what, unless you're sucking on some tiny Tim penises,
baby, you barely put that thing in your mouth for 10 seconds.
Yeah, you tripping, man.
Wow.
I can't do it like Dia blowing kisses at it. I had more faith in you.
Right.
Well, I mean, Dia, you don't like doing it, do you?
I am not doing it. I actually don't. You
yeah. See, unless
you
like doing
if you
it,
get me to
you're
that
not gonna do it like
where
that.
I actually want to do it, I probably will go in on it. But I don't really want to do that shit. Like
what?
I don't really fuck with it like that. So
yeah,
you're gonna get
what
it,
the
it's
hell,
a minute out of me, and then I'm gonna be complaining.
Everybody don't enjoy it. In fact, comes down to pleasing your man. So I mean,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, look, your sex game better be right. Your sex game better be incredible.
Okay. Oh, I'm a dancer. You already know what it is, but I'm just saying
that
don't mean
that
though.
You could be flexible, girl. Let me tell you something. You could be as flexible as a slinky, and that's why I still be dry.
I'm not flexible though, but
we
A1 over here, okay?
Hey, Carmen,
Carmen is the biggest fraud.
Carmen is the biggest fucking fraud of all time. Eric speaks from experience.
Hey,
did y'all just
hear
this call knocking on my window?
No, Carmen, don't change the subject. Eric, why do you sound like you know that Carmen is really a fraud? Let's talk about
it. Because Eric knows that in real life, Carmen's a fruit, and my body count is very, very low.
Man, Carmen is the biggest fucking fraud.
Ain't New Orleans like a two states away?
No.
You can call for yourself.
All I want to know is who coming down. Who coming down to the barbecue for the 4th?
I'm coming.
Who coming
down
to the 4th of July? Cause you know I'm gonna be there.
Yeah.
If I have a ride, I'll go.
Nigga, JR stay right around the corner for me.
Drive with me.
You do.
I can't drive that long by myself.
Man, JR stay right around the corner for me.
You do for real,
bro?
Yeah,
man.
I'm right around the corner.
Oh, man, is not beat.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
bro. My cousin's in Atlanta.
No, I moved from Atlanta.
I moved down here in January.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so you know you would be able to come down here, man, and Trish get
yeah.
you.
So me, Ron, Trizzy, and Ron probably are all within an hour of each other.
Yeah. Wait.
Yep.
I'm in
the room. I think me and Trizzy probably the closest to you. Me and Trizzy the closest to you. Ron is like probably like 45 minutes.
I'm gonna be 84. All the way in Atlanta. Y'all petty.
I'm talking about her and I gotta get somebody to ride with me from Atlanta to Albany. Look, that ain't nothing in Atlanta, Albany, but like,
yo, I got a question.
Dia, you gotta ride through South Carolina. Like, god damn.
Hold on, wait. My cousin just said she gonna go. Y'all, my cousin literally just came to my house and knocked on the window, and she landed on the couch with a blanket now. I'm so serious.
Y'all niggas drunk.
Hey,
well,
He said y'all niggas is drunk.
Hey, let me get this question real quick. All right, this is for everybody on the panel. What's the most pettiest thing you ever done?
Oh, I can tell you.
Go ahead.
Wait, what's the pettiest thing I ever done? I gotta think about it.
Look at this.
I threw eggs at the dude car because he had the most girl, and I can't get no girl.
Well,
are you for real?
I know.
That's petty, right?
Okay.
That
when I was in a marching band, and they made me captain of the color guard team, and we got this new girl. She was actually older than me, and she was sleeping with my boyfriend, who was a drummer. Yeah, I actually pushed her down in downtown Raleigh, like in the middle of a performance. And when I say she was older than me, I think I was like 15. She was 20, and she was probably like 200 pounds. I was like 95 pounds soaking wet.
And this bitch was coming at me like a raging bull. I do not know why I'm still alive today, but that's probably the most pettiest thing I've ever done was knock her down. And I don't even know how I even managed to knock her down. Like, I was so fucking tiny, but that's how much anger I had.
She's about, like, 400 pounds, and you, like, 15.
I never fight over a nigger again. I would never fight over a dude again, but that's probably the most pettiest thing I ever did.
You fought over a man.
Yeah.
I think the pettiest thing I ever did.
Let me tell you. Look, it was a Halloween night, and they didn't have no care of it, and we threw eggs, and this dude had, like, and he smashed dude, because I didn't tell him who car was, or what, they didn't know who car was, so we traumatized his car. We beat it up because he was getting all the girls, and he stole one of the girls that I wanted to talk to when I was in school. So I said, okay, let's get it. And you know what I'm saying? And they threw eggs on it and eggplants and all that on it. So, I mean, they had a good time. And he was light-skinned, too. No offense, Derek. No offense, Eric. But he was light-skinned. You know.
Watch, you had the light-skinned, dark-skinned problem, too. I thought I was
going to No, because he was popular in school. So I think I was in elite, like, middle school or high school, something like that. But, yeah, so we threw eggs on it. You know, they didn't care no much, especially the people I was with. They were savages. That's why I don't even hang with niggas no more. The people who I used to hang with when I was little was crazy, man. I be by myself most of the time now. But them niggas, then, man, Halloween, man, them niggas throwing eggs at people. That cold, like cold eggs that came out of the refrigerator. You know how much that hurts. And then they'll put pee in the super soaker and spray.
Nigga, whoa.
I'm dead serious. Now they'll put pee in the super soaker and pee it on people. They lucky Vine or YouTube. Well, I think YouTube was out or something like that, but they look at Vine and stuff and whatnot because they probably had all that shit on camera.
Hey,
like,
Walt, you see that Bible? Walt, you see that Bible over there in the corner?
Somewhere they put cum and pee in a, some water balloons and threw it on a student.
Man.
It happened at a high school.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it personally, but the people I hang with, like, it was a bad influence, man. Like, they used to do a lot of crazy stuff, man. Like, more than that, like, you want to talk about the bad side, like, breaking people's houses and stuff like that. But, you know, I ain't going to get too much into it, but it was crazy, man. But now, you know, I learned from all that, and, you know, I don't even shoot the people from the jail, but the people that I do know, man, I always try to stay around the positive now. So, but it was crazy then, man.
I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna get up out of here because I got class in the morning. But
I'm saying that's not.
I'm taking a full load this semester, man, because I got two more semesters before I get my master. So I'm taking I got two classes.
So you get your master. See, that's different. I was just saying that because I was going to start going online class. So that's why I was asking you that.
Online classes is the shit. I'm taking two online classes and two because I had to take 12 credit hours. So I'm taking two online and two on class on campus. But So anyway, so
you get
the
paid.
Fourth is on a Friday. Yeah, I'm getting paid. I get paid hell of money to go to school. That's the only reason I go. But anyway,
that's why
I'm saying majority. Sexy shit. Keep saying that sexy shit, JR. What else you got?
Hey, shoot you in your right, Big Toe. I ain't playing with you, woman. And I cut both.
So anyway,
though,
listen.
So it is what it is. Go ahead, JR.
Yeah, y'all wildin'. So listen, the fourth is on a Friday. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So we probably do something that Friday, and then you know what I'm saying? Anybody that comes from out of town, I got a condo, so I got, like, more than enough room. I got, like, a couple, I got an extra room in its entirety, and I got, like, a lot of space in the living room. So I don't want nobody to feel like they got to come out of pocket because at the end of the day, you feel me, like, ain't nobody no millionaire. So, you know, everybody got to try to do what they got to do to make their finances meet. And I know the year, and especially people that's coming from out of the state, even with you too, Carmen. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all get here, you know, that would pretty much be the only thing that y'all have to worry about. But, yeah, Walt will be here, I know, and I'm pretty sure we can get Trizzy and Ryan over here too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but, I mean, I'm serious about doing it. I had already told a few of my people that I was doing it anyway, so you feel me? So, like I said, the invitation is open to everybody, and y'all can do that, man. And lastly, what I was about to say. I was about to say something to somebody. I can't really remember. But anyway, I know y'all had a show on Wednesday, so I'm going to try to check in on Wednesday. But Wednesday is my long day when it comes to classes, so I don't know if I'll be able to check in. But, man, y'all just,
well,
you know,
that's cool, man.
Going,
anytime you can, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? So y'all just holler at me, man. Like I said, the invitation open. What up?
So when you going to 9 a.m., I mentioned.
Wow.
And my DM. My question is, and I think Dia was about to ask you this, but she punked out. My question, I guarantee this is from all the girls, including Nani, even though she ain't here. Do you lock your door when you go to sleep?
Wow,
not at all.
You know what? See, I can't even condone that. I wasn't even
Hey, Eric,
I can just
stop
through the window.
That Dia trying to tiptoe through some windows. Hey, Dia, let me tell you something, you demon.
She is the dark skinned demon. The dark skinned demon.
Dark skinned demon. Guaranteed. Dia coming out that tree like the. Hey, have you niggas ever seen the movie Darkness Falls? Wow.
Hey, wow. Darkness Falls was straight though.
It was. That's Dia. Not the dog.
Man, you crazy, man. You wrong for that.
Hey, well, I'm going to see that new Transformers joint this weekend, dog.
Bruh, I went to
the
Transformers last night. Yes,
see, the only
movies
I was, well, it ain't even July yet, but I was trying to see that that damn Hercules.
I just want to go see Thing Like
a Man.
That was good.
Yeah.
I'm going to see
Thing
Like a Man.
Yeah, I seen it.
I really want to see that one. But Transformer, I'm kind of iffy about that because I haven't even seen the third one yet. I think I'm going to see that then
what?
And see how
I'm
the other one is.
I'm trying to go see that Transformer.
I like Mark Wahlberg. So
yeah, anything he does.
I like him too, for real.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna see it though. I'm gonna try to see that. What you gonna go to the Albany Theater?
Yeah, I probably go to the one out here. Like usually on the weekend, I'm never really here. Like I'd be.
You know the best time to go is around about 4:30. I think 4:30 is like 5 for the matinee. They be trying to charge your ass like $20, man. It's like for real though, I'm just being real. Like you go to the matinee and you go after the movie $5, bro.
I watch all movies in IMAX 3D, so I got to see Transformers in IMAX 3D, which means I'm paying $12.
I understand. You know, some people got their preferences, but you got Trick, like me and Trick, like Trizzy said, he went to go see what it was, Noah, and he went up just for the matinee and seen it like that. So I told him about the matinee, he ain't got to worry about paying $10 or nothing like that. You go to the matinee if you don't want to spend a lot of money.
Y'all
remember
the $2 movie theater?
I just always
y'all
try to make sure I go with a shorty so she can put some alcohol in her purse. You feel me? Because I got a bad.
Oh
purse.
Yeah, see, I understand that.
Hey,
I was talking about that
that's
on.
What
I was talking about it because you could put.
Man, I went into the movie theater with a whole checkers bag in my purse.
Last movie I went to with a girl. We went to go see Evil Dead, the new one that came out like around last year, man. And she brought a lot of snacks in her her pocketbook, so like I ain't nothing wrong with
mommy
that. Purse.
Okay,
I bring everything. Yeah. I got blankets in there.
My homeboy girlfriend had bought some wings that she had cooked. He had bought some wings.
So y'all keep that in mind though, man. Well, I'm gonna get about because when I get out of class, I gotta drive all the way to Macon. Because I got to take my truck.
That's like a.
They don't have no.
That's like a. Let me see.
They don't have no dealership.
That's like an hour drive. Huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't have no dealership for my truck in Albany at all. So I have to every time I have want to go get it serviced, I have to take it to Macon.
Yeah, that's the same problem my cousin got. He had to take his somewhere too. That's the same problem my cousin have.
They only got like Nissan, Maxima, that's like that type of stuff here. So like I can't even like I try to take my truck there to go get an oil change. They won't even look at it. They was like you got to take it to the dealership.
Yeah.
that's the thing about Lee County and Albany. These are small cities down here, man. It doesn't have a lot down here. I mean, you got a mall and stuff like that, but still, it's a small city. So you gotta work.
How far is Albany from Atlanta?
What'd you say, Dion?
I'm out, y'all. All right, Dion.
Turn off the lights. All right, but
he's so petty.
Yeah,
I asked y'all a question, losers.
What was the question?
I asked how far is Albany from Atlanta.
It's like 2.5.
Like they say 3 hours.
I ain't
talking
about myself.
Depending on like how you drive or what time you going, man. It's probably like two and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if your first time coming, it'd be like 2.5, 2:45, like I said, because it's going to be certain places that you come. When you come from up north to down south there, you're going to have to, like, the speed limits is going to be crazy. So it's not like you could just speed it, too. Like, coming from Atlanta, coming down, if you take 75 and then come to 300, that would be the ideal way to go. It would probably get here a little bit quicker than if you try to go through that Columbus way or whatever.
Okay. I'll be in Atlanta the 3rd. Like, I'll get there the 3rd, and then, you know what I'm saying, I was supposed to be going to Stone Mountain with my sister and her boyfriend folks, but they a bit out of character for me. So, yeah.
So
it's crazy because, you know, I've been to Atlanta, like, back and forth, you know, all my life. So I can tell you, it depends on what time you're coming, because it can get
all
crazy.
All I can say, too, is that, like, that's going to be a holiday weekend. Make sure you're watching out for them police because they're going to be out.
Yeah,
I know. First of all, I'm going to tell you, if I come, I'm not coming by myself. Like, if I do make it on down, it'll be me and my best friend. She likes skin. Y'all like her.
Carmen, that is so prejudiced. That's so
prejudiced. What the fuck her got to do with light skin? Got anything to do?
She nice. She light skin and she nice.
Wait, you trying to say dark bitches is me?
Are you trying to say light skin girls are nice?
Okay, this light skin girl is nice.
Ain't no light skin girl nice.
Hold on, wait. Kendra, you want to go? Kendra, you going to be with your family
no.
from the 4th.
I can't believe you tried to switch that over.
Hey, Carmen, don't be bringing the whole family down. My crib ain't that big. You feel me?
I said one person. They are one person. And that was simply because I didn't want to make the drive by myself on the holiday. And then,
I feel you.
Carmen. If I know anything about country people, y'all like that plus one. Y'all like that plus one, I'll tell you that.
No, I really don't. I'd rather go by myself because that gives me free range. Because that means I'm not, like, I don't have no extra person to tell me they got to do this or they got to do that or they got to go here or they got to do that. I'd rather do stuff by myself.
Did I hear you say country folk there?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, like, this year, like, y'all have some of the most country people, too, now. I mean, we just country, Alabama and Georgia and all that now. New Orleans and Mississippi, down that range, country's hell.
Come on now, bro. We are city. My next door neighbor is next door to me. Like,
Hey, bro, you ain't finna do that.
When I describe New Orleans, I say up the street. Y'all say up the road. That's the difference.
We got street too, bro. But I don't know if y'all like noticed, people from up north consider everything down here country. You know what I'm saying? In the south, like Georgia, everything. If it ain't up north, they could kind of consider it country.
That lives in the south considers their neighboring state to be country rather than their state itself.
I know a few New York guys that say that.
My reason, like when I say certain words, like I say here. when I say here, I say here. It's here. But when I say country, when it's like over her and there and like certain in Georgia, and stuff like
sound
that.
Sound like you're from St. Louis.
Right, exactly.
Wait a minute. I'm in Missouri.
I think you said
yeah.
sir.
I'm in Missouri. I'm in Missouri.
I think you said
nah,
sir.
Bro, you,
see, bro. Stage two. She country too.
But I can't say it like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really consider... Like, I don't really, I don't know, but it's certain stuff. Like, when y'all say next door, man, y'all look out y'all door. The next door neighbor is right next to your house. Not further, like, it's, you know.
No,
like,
but
like,
y'all.
Well,
like,
I can see
what you're saying,
you,
but it ain't.
Like, I don't have no neighbors.
Like, Eric, like, I see what you're saying, but, like the way you're saying it, it's not like that. Everywhere over here, because like when you look next door to my house, there's somebody damn next door right here, like right next door to us. So, I mean,
well, if you live in an apartment, that don't count.
Yeah, I don't, bro. Chill, man.
cover.
I knew cover was coming. We got to stop the show now. I knew cover was coming something for me tonight. I knew it.
I had to find a way
hey,
to
bro.
Get you.
I
knew you
were
going
to, bro. It's bad.
I know you've been around here, man, because it can get country depending on where you're going, because, like, Atlanta folks will consider that Albany is country. Because I've been to Atlanta plenty of times.
I've lived a lot of places. Albany is definitely country. You feel me? Like, it is.
And I can agree with you. I do agree with you, my brother. Like, because
I mean, not even because I'm from New York, but I mean, it just is what it is. Like, it's country out here.
It all depends on
where you live around. Like, I'm not gonna be living here much longer. Like I said, when I get done with this semester in school, I'm gonna be leaving.
Leave
but
us,
you know
man?
What I'm saying?
Where
yeah,
you
bro,
going?
I can't.
You gonna leave
I'm
us? Th-
I don't know. I got a really good job offer back in Birmingham.
Don't leave us.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
hold on. I just thought about this. Hey, JR.
What's good?
Have you told Clem?
Have I told? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I talked to somebody
about your barbecue.
Man, they.
Yeah. I mean, I talk to Slim all the time. Like that. Like that's like my nigga. Like,
because if I come, I could just come with Slim.
Okay, that'd be cool. I don't know what she's doing this weekend because I know her family always be doing something, so I haven't really spoke to her about
yeah,
it.
But that,
the
fourth
thing
is
like 2 weeks.
That you know,
I was
going to
say, the
fourth
is
as far as...
No, it's like two weeks, right?
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's like 2 weeks.
Okay, so yeah, okay, I see. I'm looking at the calendar
so
now.
Everybody
yeah.
has enough time to kind of get their situation together, but that's my nigga, but I don't know. It's one of them situations where you kind of get a job offer that you can't refuse. You feel me? So like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to turn.
Oh yeah,
like,
damn,
I turned down a lot of good jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like in the last, because I was like, I just really want to finish my master's, but this one I don't be able to turn down, and it's in my field. So you know what I mean?
Hey man, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. I respect that, man. Like,
of
really.
Course. Yeah,
man. A lot of people wanna move. On these type of situations, if they ain't doing right now here or something like that, so it all depends. But I do respect
that. Yeah, man. It's just hard to get a job in my field, and so for me to have the opportunity to get offered a job in my field, like you know what I'm saying, it was just one of the things I was like, well, you know, I just got to weigh the pros and the cons. I don't want to just keep waiting. Like psychology is a hard field to get into, you know what I mean? And so even with my degree,
but that's a good field though.
Yeah, but it's not it's like with a bachelor's, it's hard. It's hard,
yeah,
it's hard
I'm trying
to get into.
I'm trying to get into a business management.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about that in school, but that field is so open that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, again, like, if you don't go get – if you're not trying to pursue a master's, like, with me personally, like, when I got my – I graduated with my bachelor's in psychology in 2011, and I haven't really gone back to school since. You know what I mean? But in order for me to do anything in this field, like, you really need a master's or really, like, a PhD. Like, you really can't even be called a psychologist until you get your master's. So, like, having a bachelor's was just, like, a waste of time. So, for me, it was just
but
one
you
of the
could,
things. And,
but you could get, like, business in the master's too, right?
Yeah, of course. You can get master's in a plethora of fields or whatever. But UAB, the hospital, I had did a resume with them a long time, like, before I got deployed. And they ended up calling, so, you know what I'm saying, for a behavioral therapist. They need a behavioral therapist at the hospital, so they're talking about a real good salary. So,
Yeah. So you'll be prescribing meds.
You calm the crazy folks down?
No, that's what I was going to say. You're going to be prescribing meds then, right? Cause
well,
with the
I won't be able,
with
I won't
the
be able
to.
I won't, yeah, at a, as a behavioral therapist, yeah, I'll be able to prescribe meds.
Right. But does your master's let you do that, or even with the bachelor's you could? Because I know
no,
like, psychologists
can. With a PhD.
No, well, see, the thing with that is that even with the bachelor's, I'll be able to prescribe meds because of the position. But the master's will just go ahead and solidify it for me as well. It'll just kind of like open up more jobs for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I'm not content with no situation. So even though, like, the salary for this job is probably something that, you know, some people feel like they could live off of, like, once I'm going to continue to try to further my education so I can just get, you know, more comments on my situation. You know what I mean?
Right.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, my brother.
So who do you want to primarily target, though, J.R.? Because I want to do child psychology and work with abused kids.
I think I got a heart for like military psychologists. Behavior analysts is kind of like in that realm. Like, I really want to deal with a lot of the soldiers that's coming back from deployment. Because being that I've been deployed, like, I know that process that they take you through when you come home, it's not thorough enough to really transition somebody from coming from a situation where it's war to back to a peaceful situation back in the United States. And I went through that myself. Like, people don't even know. Like, I really struggled coming back from Afghanistan back to the United States because, you know, you go from a situation where your life is on the line and you take other people's life and then they throw you back in the United States like everything's supposed to be normal. But when you've been doing that for 11 months, it's hard. That's a hard transition. So, like, I really want to kind of get into that. But it's a bunch of different fields that I want to look at, like, my end-of-day goal, like, for my life is I want to be a life coach. Like, that's just what I want to do. One of my mentors and one of my frat brothers, he's a life coach. And he was telling me, like, he travels all around the country doing conferences and stuff like that, basically, like, just giving people advice. And he get paid crazy amounts of money for it. You know what I mean? So, like, at the end of the day, like, that's what I really want to do. Like, I want to be a life coach. I think he's a life coach and a relationship expert. And, like, he has counseling sessions with married couples that are having problems, and they pay him, you know, a bulk load of money to really tell them shit. Like, people don't understand this. Like, the thing I figured out a long time ago in life, people will pay you a lot of money to tell them some shit that they already know in a different
way.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like,
I am one.
You know what I mean? So that's what it is. And so, like, I spoke at a youth conference in January. It was called Challenging the Youth when I spoke to it. It was like 3,000 kids there. And I was a guest speaker there, and I did that. And that was really, like, enriching for me. And then I did another singles conference that I did in March. So, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to get my resume up so I can kind of, like, follow in his footsteps. Because, like, I think this weekend he'll be in Charlotte. He's doing a conference in Charlotte. And I'm talking about, like, at arenas, like 10,000 people, you know what I mean, coming in here and talking. His name is Troy Spire. And I met him at a Kappa League convention that we have in my fraternity. And, man, ever since then, like, I've just been on fire for that. Like, that's what I really want to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
J.R., the amazing
good, man.
I
know you could do it, man, because life coach, man, learning a lot from you.
Yeah, man, it'd be like that, man. It's really just about living in hotel, man.
I learned you done, you know, taught me a lot on the show, so.
It's just about being, like I tell people all the time, like, you can't expect the truth from somebody that lies to themselves every day. Like, it's just about being real with yourself. Like, for a long time,
I
couldn't give nobody no type of advice because I was lying to myself every single day. Like, I created this character, especially, like, when I was in college and I was playing basketball, and I was, like, I was JR, this guy that everybody wanted me to be, and it was really hard for me to kind of look at myself because I was so popular that I never really knew who to trust, and I never really knew who I had around me. But I had to get to a point in my life, and I think I might have been like 26, 27, where I really just started to be like, you know what, like, I'm really comfortable with who I am. A lot of people really aren't comfortable with who they are. You know what I'm saying? So it makes them hard for them to try to get other people to accept them because they really haven't accepted themselves. And, like, it's just one of them things, man. We just, the communication between, especially with our culture of people, it just has to be better because we live in such a fabricated world. And like, if you really look at it around, like, culturally, like, we the only people that live in that world. We the only people that live to appeal to other people around us. White people don't live like that. Chinese people don't live like that. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, I was doing this, I had to do this paper the other day, and it was, like, so amazing that I picked this topic. But we the only people that look at stuff, and we look at it as, like, it's racism. Like, when somebody's Chinese or Asian, they come to the United States, they come here and they already have a blueprint for what they're going to do. They're going to open up a nail salon. They're going to open up a Chinese restaurant, whatever they're going to do. When you go in a Chinese restaurant, what type of people you see in there working?
Mexican.
You know what I mean? Chinese, when Asian people, when you go in a nail salon that's owned by one of them, what kind of people you see in there working? See, we the only people that when we get something, you know what I'm saying? Like, we the only people that when we get something, like if I open something, it's like it's hard for me to want to hire my own people because I don't know if they really going to put the work in like I want them to do for my business. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of black people don't want to succeed to the next man. For some reason, they have conditioned our minds to think that we can only be successful one at a time. So that means that, Walt, if you that nigga right now, I can't be that nigga until you get done being that nigga. And if I don't have the patience for you to get stopped being that nigga, then I'm going to pull you down so I can be that nigga. Like, white people, Asian people don't operate like that. So an Asian, like the guy that I did a study on, he was like, yo, he said, people always ask me, like, why I don't hire black people and why I don't hire white people in my businesses. He's like, it's not that I'm being racist, but he's like, if I have an opportunity to put my people on, why would I stray away from that?
That's understandable, man. I ain't even mad at that.
Nah, you can't be. You can't be. Cause
you
they
can't
have
argue with that logic. Cause, you know what I'm saying?
No.
We, like JR said, we as a people, we have issues with helping each other. We have issues with coming together unless it's about something. Oh, my goodness. Unless it's something about
Carmen. About the time, because we at 12:50. Now, I just looked at the time, man. We've been talking so much, I didn't even look at the time. But Blog Talk will cut us off, like, right now between any time. So I'm just letting you know that now. I don't want anybody to be surprised. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the conversation been too good. But people need to hear this type of stuff, man, you know? I mean,
yeah, we need, we as a race need to work on building each other up rather than tearing each other down.
Yeah,
right.
It's just like that,
right,
man. I mean, that's just what it is, man. And I did that study because you'll figure out, like, whenever you guys are furthering your education, when you get to your master's and stuff, it's all about papers and theses and stuff like that. And I just did this study on this guy, man, this Asian guy, man, and it was just, like, mind-blowing, like, the stuff he was saying. He was like, we are the only culture of people, black people, that don't have a blueprint for success. You understand? We are the only ones that don't have a blueprint for success. Like, when you come up as a child, like, you don't know what it is that you're going to do, like, you know what I'm saying, to be successful. So, in turn, you end up just trying to do whatever you can to try to be successful. Like, Asian people, like, for, I'm just using them as an example, but they already have a blueprint for what they're going to do when they come over here. They're going to be successful. Like, where, like, they're sending money back to China. So somebody else can come over here and get their work visa the right way so they can open up another business and they can just keep replenishing. You don't ever see Asian people try to veer off and do something different. Like, they always doing the same thing because that's their blueprint. Like, ask us, we're all black that's on the phone now. What's our blueprint? What's the blueprint that was given to us to be successful? Entertainment? Athletics?
Entertainment, athletics, and shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
everybody can't do that.
You look at the numbers. When you look at the numbers of the people that's successful in those fields, it's sad. That means it's a lot of people in our culture just going by the wayside because everybody can't be a basketball player. Everybody can't be an entertainer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But look at the amount of people that can come over here and open up Chinese restaurants and open up nail salons. That number is stifling, man. That number is stifling. So, you know what I mean? That's what it is, man. But the thing, when you black, man, you just really have to determine at a young age, how many years out of your life do you want to spend fighting stereotypes? Like, at some point in time, you got to be selfish and be like, you know what? I can't save the world. I just got to do me. And that's
exactly
just the harsh reality.
Exactly. As far as, you know what I'm saying, you and Stace go, y'all are doing, like, you have your psychology and Stace, her child psychology. Me, on the other hand, I take my step towards change on a legal status because everybody knows that Carmen wants to be a lawyer. And as petty as I am and as crazy I am, some people real life know me, and I'm not always like I am on the show. I'm actually quite serious, but I see so many things from a legal standpoint that go on in our society that shouldn't be the way they are.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Again, but like I said, at a young age, you just have to decide, like, is it really worth your life, your whole entire life, trying to fight against a system that's never going to change? Like, those are the questions that I ask for people that are trying to be innovators, because you got to realize it's a different generation. It's no Martin Luther King's. It's no Malcolm X's. They killed those people off. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's going to be it's either you're going to conform and just try to get your piece of success, what you can define for yourself, or you're going to spend your whole life trying to fight something that may or may not change. And that's what it is for me. Like, that's why I like always dealing with kids, because kids, you still have the opportunity to implement. It's no really need of you trying to go around trying to change grown folks' minds. Because grown folks
exactly.
are already set in their ways. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, that's why when Stace was saying, like, she want to deal with kids, that's always a good thing because, you know what I'm saying, you can catch them at a young age where you still have the opportunity to influence them. You know what I'm saying? It's harder. Like, when I did the youth conference, it was cool because there was a lot of kids, and I could tell they were being attentive. But when I did the singles conference, it was a different vibe. I felt like people were being attentive. But some people, you know, this is the thing that people always ask me, like, Jerry, why you just want to go around and try to be a motivational speaker? And the reason why I don't want to do it is because when you're trying to give off something positive, then somebody, us, a group of people that's in that community, in that audience, that are going to try to find something negative about you to try to defeat what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go on Google, try to pull up some dirt. That's why you see a lot of pastors and stuff getting caught up in these scandals now, because they're trying to preach the word of God, but somebody like, well, you're preaching the word of God, but I know you ain't doing everything that's right. So instead of focusing on the message that I'm trying to give them.
Yeah, I agree with you, JR, and I feel like how you can't preach to me about, you know what I'm saying, me bettering myself and me being, if you ain't never been through nothing, if you ain't ever, if you've never made any type of mistake in your entire life, I don't see you preaching to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to judge my pastor because, you know what I'm saying, he's made mistakes in his past and he's become a better person from it because everybody makes mistakes.
I mean, would you really want to deal with some? Would you really take advice from somebody who never struggled, who never knew what it felt like to lose? Like, how could you take their advice? How could they tell you how to come out of it? I don't want to talk to nobody who only could tell me what it was when it was good. No, tell me how you got through it when it was bad. That's what I want
to
know.
Preach to me about how you became a better person, how you were, you know, saying how you were clubbing on a regular basis, you know, getting drunk, going home, cheating on your wife, whatever. Preach to me about how you changed from that person to this person, how you became a better person.
Yeah.
Like, if you've never done anything wrong, if you've never struggled in life, you can't preach to me about nothing because you've never been through it. You've never been there.
Like, on my website, when I'm writing, I tell people all the time, life is really, to me, is just about, for me personally, my theme that I live my life based upon is just living and notating. I just live and I just try to write stuff down so I can try to see where I went wrong. Like, when I'm talking to people, I never want to come up to nobody like that. I'm perfect or I don't have no flaws. I'm just telling you this stuff because I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes, and that's the only reason why I'm able to tell you the stuff I'm telling now. But, again, the reason why I don't really want to focus on being like a motivational speaker or something like that, because when you put yourself on a platform to try to be positive, it's going to always be a group of people, especially with social media, that are always going to try to attack your character. And me personally, like, I'm not too far removed from the hood to strike back. You know, I still got hood tendencies. You say the wrong thing to me, I still might punch you in your face. So until I get to the point where I can rise above that, you know what I mean, I just rather do it on my small scale, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but man, yo, hey, y'all have a good night. It's late. I got class in the morning. It was great talking to y'all. The Lost Tapes is the shit. And is Stace still on? Is Stace still on or she hung up?
I'm still here. Hey.
Okay, man. It was definitely nice talking to you. I can't remember a time that we've
had. Oh, you cut it off right
before,
at the right time, man, because they're going to try to cut us off in a few minutes. But
I can't remember having a conversation with you. It was definitely nice talking to you, though.
Yes, it was a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, that's one of our new members. I'm glad y'all was on together tonight, man.
You'll probably be on
with the other members like CeCe and stuff like that, too, man. But we're glad to have you on and back, man, if you go, you know, if you back, you know, for spit knowledge to the people, man.
Yeah, man, I'm back, man. Y'all be blessed, though, man.
All right, man. A1.
Have a good night.
A1. All right, you too.
A1.
A1. You already know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.